You're listening to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Maybe you're souls in your brain, then.
What are you talking about?
The soul.
There's no proof of a soul.
How come when you die, then, how come the life comes out of your eyes?
How the fuck do you know?
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Like, twinkle in your eye goes dull. Why does that happen? I thought that was your soul leaving your body.
Are you fucking serious? Like, how would there be proof of that?
I thought that it happened.
How?
You never saw, like, something die in front of you, and its eyes go...
blank?
Change. Yeah.
Okay, but where do you see the soul leaving?
You know that...
You know what, Fab? She's right. Because that's when the doctors stop doing CPR, when they see the soul leave through the eyes. Oh, he's fucked. He's done. Call it.
Oh, God.
Time of death.
It's over.
Like...
No, get the soul! Push it back in!
Like when a dog dies in front of you. Its eyes are alive. And then they're... the light leaves.
That's...
I've never heard anything like that.
Me neither. That's the thing. It's like...
I say because I saw it.
No, you didn't see anything.
Even
you just saw eyes glazed over.
I'll
paint a disturbing picture for you. Years ago when we had to put our cat to sleep, not only did its eyes glaze over, but its tongue swelled up immediately, like huge, and it was so disturbing. So what, you think the soul got caught in the tongue? What's your answer to that? Could you make a case that the soul was caught by the tongue?
Fuck no. No way.
His tongue was hanging on to the soul that you couldn't see and be like, wait, take me with you. You ever see in movies when someone closes the eye after someone dies?
They're trapping the soul in.
Well, they're basically closing the gate on the soul.
The soul was like, fuck, I was able to go to heaven, now I'm stuck on the ground.
The head of my soul got out, but the rest of me stuck in here.
Would the eye even close if the soul's trying to get out? It's like trying to close a door with like an arm in it.
You might get stuck.
But the door wouldn't close all the way, so the eye shouldn't close all the way.
That's true. The soul or spirit has never been scientifically proven to be real. But many forms of religions have taught that people have a soul.
And I was brought up religious.
Religious? You're also brought up illiterate.
Look, you're illiterate in the first place, okay?
No, but I saw the light leave.
That's not seeing a light leave. Just because you see something change in the eyes, it doesn't mean that that's what happened.
That's what I saw.
No, you didn't
see.
How do you see a light leave?
Black.
Do you think your eyes just like sit in your skull, or do they connect to something?
They connect to something.
What do they connect to?
My brain.
When you're dead, does your brain still work?
Do you have?
Answer the question.
Yeah.
When you're dead, does your brain still work?
For a little bit?
Is blood still pumping through your brain?
No, I guess not.
Then, if there's no blood pumping through, wouldn't you think there would be some sort of change in the eye since the eyes are connected to the brain?
Yes.
Okay, then that's fucking it. It's not a spirit.
Oh my God, this changes everything.
What, are you starting to realize how dumb you sounded?
You're listening to the fucking Jersey Jicks, assholes.
You look so good. I'm so- Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com. Please Skype in. Our Skype name is Jersey Jerks at Skype.
What?
No, at Skype. If you know how Skype works, you know what to do. Jersey Jerks, Skype, Jersey Jerks, Skype. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also email us at jerseyjerks@riotcast.com. And don't forget to download the Riotcast app if you have an iPhone or an iPad, and the TuneIn app if you have a Droid. Welcome.
What the fuck?
The fuck? There's ghosts in here.
It's got four legs.
Is it in here? I thought we took him out.
Yeah, he left.
Oh, he's vamoosed.
Yeah, he packed up his shit and left.
He said, this girl's way too stupid for me. Like
that. That conversation, that opening was great, man.
Oh, in the intro?
Yeah, that was fantastic.
Yeah, it's a shame the song didn't fucking play.
Yeah, how about that? It was just like the ghost. That's, but no, it was good.
Today's John Lennon's birthday.
That's why I played it.
He would have been 74.
Happy birthday to me. His son's birthday today, too.
I thought his son's birthday was yesterday. Sean, they were born on the same day? Uh-huh. Fucking creepy. It's cool, though.
Killed the wrong Lennon.
You know shit.
Which son? Which son's birthday?
Sean.
Sean Lennon.
Hello.
It's my birthday.
Does he sound like that?
No. Inside joke.
Hello, me love.
Happy birthday to me.
They should have shot his wife.
No shit. Oh. Fucking dumb yellow bitch.
Jesus. And we're off to a great start.
Fuck her.
Slant eyed cocksuckers.
Shit. Dun 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 dun. Nope.
What's wrong with Yoko?
She's the one I pretty much.
She
broke
fucking.
Up the Beatles.
She broke up the best band in the history of music.
Do you think it was her fault?
Yes, it was her fault.
I read this book.
You know what? It's her fault and it's John Lennon's fault because
okay.
John Lennon broke the cardinal rule.
Bros before hoes.
Yes, he put
Touché.
A hoe before bros.
She wasn't even good looking.
No, she wasn't. She was disgusting.
Do you remember that 70s show? Did you ever watch it?
Yeah. Here and there.
There's this one part, and it's after...
I just hate... What's his face?
Jackie and Kelso broke up.
Kelso, I hate him.
Jackie started dating Hyde, and Eric found out, and Eric's like, you're breaking up the band, Yoko.
Yeah,
it's
see?
Real fucking funny.
Well, that's the whole point of that joke, though.
Poor slut bitch.
Because she broke up the fucking band.
Yeah.
And then she tried to put out her own music, which is god awful.
Her music is bad.
It's bad.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Dun 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 dun. Nope.
Wait, Suma, to nudge me, to chichi.
I wish we had that like right in, on par with each other.
Almost.
You ready?
Almost. Okay.
Hold on.
You go ahead.
Dun 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 dun. Nope.
One more time.
Nope.
Dun 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 dun. Nope.
Alright, it was better.
Nope.
Nope.
It was better.
That's funny.
You're a whore. Those goddamn
fucking
cats.
Yoko.
Broke up the Beatles.
Seriously, man. Come on. She killed all the Beatles, pretty much. Besides,
Paul's still alive.
Yeah, so is Ringo, but
yeah, Ringo.
The important Beatles. Well,
George is dead because of cancer or something, isn't it?
Because someone because of cancer.
Well,
someone put it in.
I know what you're going to say. Yeah, someone broke into his house and stabbed
and
him.
And stabbed him, but he didn't die from that, right?
No,
yeah,
obviously not.
That's why I was like, answer.
Why couldn't they do that to Ringo?
Oh, that hurt. What?
Why couldn't they do that to Ringo?
Because nobody gives a shit
about Ringo.
Why couldn't he get cancer? Ringo's the healthiest Beatle.
Absolutely.
Peace and love. Peace and love. Fucking idiot.
Did you guys know that Pink Floyd's coming out with a new album?
Yes.
Minus Roger Waters.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's not
Pink Floyd.
I heard the single.
There's only one song with words. The rest of it's all music.
Is it?
Really?
It's cool.
Yep.
Oh. Well, their first album was kind of like
that. I have
that.
No interest in that.
They say it's very similar to Division Bell.
Yeah. The single that I listened to today, well, no, I guess it's not a single. I guess the song that they released with the words.
Yeah. It's called More Than Words.
It definitely sounded very Division Belly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like it a lot.
It's what I have.
I like it. I like it. I'm a big Pink Floyd fan, though, so I'm stoked. I hope they tour.
Hello.
That would be cool if they toured.
Well, they
I've only seen them do the
They
wall.
Won't tour with the full Pink Floyd.
I know, but still.
They already did that.
I know, I saw it twice.
Yeah,
but I want to see some besides
I want to see the whole fucking group. That's what I want
to
see.
Yeah, man.
They hate each other.
I know.
They only got back together once for like 5 minutes.
But they did one song and the guy left.
They did three.
Roger Waters like, I'm out of here.
They did.
I'm out of here.
But they actually did three. It was
Everybody sounds
impressive.
Like a Beatle.
I know. They were foreign,
Shut
though.
Up.
Right?
They're
they were
what?
Foreigners.
Yeah, they're British.
I don't remember. What
the fuck is wrong with you?
I don't remember where they were from. I don't
from
know.
Camden. Comfortably dumb.
Shut up.
Is there anything up there?
Whatever.
Nope.
Thank you.
You figure at this point in time, they're so old and stuff, they would just go out and make that money.
Look, man, if fucking Aerosmith can still pump out albums, I welcome Pink Floyd to do it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, for real.
And they don't like each other. Well, they don't like Steven Tyler. But.
Who does? He looks like a fucking wax statue at this point.
One of my friends met Joe Perry last night, and she got a picture with him. She posted it on Facebook.
Was he in town for his book?
Like North Jersey or something, I think. Yeah. And he looked like a wax figure as well.
Well, they're old.
Yeah, they're
very old. Steven Tyler got like a shit ton of plastic surgery, which didn't help anything.
You know what? Anytime people get plastic surgery, it makes them look worse.
Yeah, a lot of times it doesn't.
It usually does.
That's true.
It's weird. It's I don't true. Understand why they do it if they can just
I'm
age
so
gracefully.
I'm so against it. I mean, unless you have it in a horrible accident, you need like skin grafts and stuff. I get that. But if it's just for vanity purposes, you look worse after.
You always look worse after.
Yeah.
You don't know. If somebody has it done and it looks better, you don't know.
Yes, you do. It's easy to tell. Like Megan Fox.
No, I'm
for
saying
instance.
If it looks good.
It never does. Show me one that looks good.
You don't know. I'm sure there's some that came out fine.
Those are the good ones.
Exactly.
That
when you can't tell, that's when it came
Jennifer
out
Jennifer Aniston, you can tell, and she looks good.
I'm not saying...
Courtney Cox, you can tell, and she looks good.
Well, I don't know what she looks like
I don't
now.
Know how good she looks.
She
looks
good, but
she looked good
she had plastic
in like the mid-2000s when she had her
Just
first
age gracefully,
bout with.
Man.
Yeah. I agree.
Some
I
people
agree.
Don't age gracefully.
It's okay to get like Botox or something.
No, it's
you start
not.
No, because
it's
fucking rat poison.
And they can't
yeah,
fucking smile.
And then I think that you have to get it forever, too. I went through this, like, it's, I don't know, it's on Facebook or something.
My
it's
girlfriend's
like,
going to be texting me because this is, like, her line of work right here.
Oh.
Oh.
An expert.
So there was, like, 10, you know, plastic surgeries of celebrities gone wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And Nikki Cox, they used
oh,
to be.
Oh, my God, I know.
She had plastic surgery. She looks so bad.
I know.
I had no idea she got plastic surgery. Yeah. I was like, why would you get plastic surgery?
It becomes an addiction from some people.
But I feel like she's not that old.
She's not.
She looks weird.
Mm-hmm.
Like, her face looks fucked up now. Yeah. She was, like, one of the hottest girls on the planet.
Sure was.
Sim.
Yeah.
Stop fucking with shit.
Yeah, and you know what's funny? When girls get nose jobs, they all get the same nose. Do you notice that?
My friend got a nose job. She got a different one. I like hers.
But it's every nose job for a female is like a cookie cutter one. It's like they
like
all
just, like, that little ball at the end.
It's just, like, this little, like, snubbed... It's like real like shaved down to the face and it's real small and narrow. It looks terrible.
Yeah.
It's the Walmart of noses.
It's like the only nose that women get. No matter what their nose was before, this is the nose you're getting. It's like they have one picture. It's like basically like a Chinese barbershop. Mo? 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 You only get one haircut in there. Yeah. I think plastic surgery is disgusting. And for guys to do it. Like, look at what's his name, Mickey Rourke.
He looks so
Holy
bad.
Shit. Looks like someone took a butcher knife to his face in the dark.
Oh, my God. His eyes, like, he was on that list of, like, the surgeries, plastic surgeries gone wrong.
Yeah.
And his eyes had this, like, flap, like, on the side. And I was like, what
he
the
He had a vagina
fuck?
Skin graft to his eyes.
He looks so bad. And he was, like, hot, dude, when he was, like,
was he?
In the 80s. Fuck yeah. He's a hot dude.
I don't know. Marco, will you vouch for that?
I don't know. I got to watch, was it? What's that fucking...
Harley Davidson and the Marlboro Man? You remember that? With him and... What's his name? Sonny Crockett, the guy who plays Sonny
Crockett. Yeah, I remember that. I was going along the lines of 9 and a half weeks.
Oh, 9 and a half weeks, yeah. You would think that would be the one I would remember.
Yeah, I never saw that. Did you see that movie?
Which nine one? And a half what? Weeks?
9 and a half weeks.
Oh, yeah.
I've never seen it.
Fucking jerked off to it.
Really?
He just banged, what's her name?
Kim Basinger.
Yeah. The whole movie was like them banging.
The second one was pretty hot, too.
Mm-hmm.
What was that called?
Another 9 and a half weeks.
I don't know why. It
you know what
like
the third one was called?
Another.
No, 3 months. 3 months of charm.
Yeah, everybody keeps telling me to see that. I don't know why.
It's a real sexy movie. You know, it's like
okay.
It's like one of the originals of its time. You know.
Yeah. What's it about?
It's like this dude, actually, I kind of forget. This dude, like, seduces this woman and basically makes her his fucking slave.
You little
So it's like 50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah, that probably, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if that story spawned 50 Shades of Grey.
Okay. Because that's why everybody was saying that I should watch it, because they were comparing it to 50 Shades of Grey.
50 Shades of Gay.
But I never read the books, so I don't know. But the movie's coming out?
What movie?
50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, yeah, I know. That's all they're fucking talking about. Fuck that.
Gone Girl, I feel like it's all everybody's talking about.
I haven't heard one person talk about it except you.
Really?
Yeah.
It was so good.
I've actually heard a bunch of people say it was really good.
It was so good.
What's it about?
It's about a husband and a wife.
Let me tell it so you don't fuck nothing up.
I'm not
going to
fuck it up.
Basically,
I saw it and read it
Ben
times.
Affleck's wife is dead. Ben Affleck's wife is dead, and Ben Affleck's a suspect. Don't tell anymore because I don't know anymore. And if you ruin it for me, I'm going to fucking choke you.
Well, Chris, what happens is.
I would.
You say it?
I'm being vague.
I heard you out the window.
I heard about the book.
Get out of here.
I would be very vague because it was so good. I wouldn't want to ruin it for anybody.
He's actually gay.
Ben Affleck, I knew it.
Ever
Matt Damon's fucking him in the ass.
Ever since she ruined fucking Opie's death on Sons of Anarchy, I don't want to hear her say a word about it. Something I haven't seen yet.
She also ruined that game we played that one time. Remember when we were doing trivia for the earbuds? And I was like, all right, you already had your turn. And you fucking... She went through all 50 states. I'm like, you fucking cunt.
Sorry.
Mississippi!
Shut up.
Is anybody freaked out about the Ebola thing? Like, do you actually think it's going to, like, turn into this big...
I don't give a shit.
Yeah, you're not worried about
it? You were worried about it before, now you're not.
What?
Did you say that?
Never.
I don't think so.
When did I say that?
Must be a different
file. When the people came over from Ebola land.
Thank you, Marco, for starting this conversation.
I didn't mean it. I was just...
You should have been here last week.
Where is Ebola land?
Struggling.
I don't remember.
It's right near... It's right near... Disneyland.
Where was it? Where was it?
Do you have like a continent?
Show me on this globe.
You know what I'm talking about.
What continent is it?
No, I don't. No, I never heard of Ebola land, stupid.
What the fuck, man? You literally said you were worried it was going to spread in the United States.
I never fucking said that. How many Fabios do you know
that are fat? Can we get audio? Can we get audio of that?
Yeah, well, no well, shit.
What? You said... No, you said that you were worried about it.
No, I'm not. I never was. I never even thought about it. I heard it on the radio. I heard it on TV. I don't
We
care.
Talked about it on the show.
No, we didn't.
Yes, we did.
No, we didn't.
Yes, we fucking did.
I didn't say anything about being worried
You're
about it.
You're so lying.
What did I say? Tell me what I said.
I don't remember that.
When did we talk about
Who
it? Yeah, right.
You said that you were worried about it.
I never said that.
Okay. Yes, you did.
No!
What the fuck is that?
So just to round it off here, you don't care.
I don't. I really don't.
Okay.
It's not a big deal.
I don't think it is either.
It's not a big deal because if you have it, you go to the fucking hospital, they take care of it.
No, that's false. That's where you're false.
Nobody that's died yet from it in this country.
Yeah.
Some guy died just the other day.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't hear that.
The Texas guy.
Oh, well, fuck him. He's from Texas anyway.
No. He came over from Africa, but they just didn't...
Yeah, but isn't he the guy that lied about where he was or something? And they didn't...
Something.
Yeah, because they didn't catch it in time. If he wasn't a fucking asshole, he deserves to be dead.
Oh, my God.
Because if you had the symptoms, you go to the doctor, you have the symptoms, he would have been quarantined and taken care of. If you catch
right
it,
away.
You have like 21 or 22 days or something to catch it, and he fucking lied about it, so fuck him. He's an idiot. As long as it happens over in Texas, do me a favor. I hope, hopefully, whoever he fucking infected goes near Cowboys Stadium sometime soon.
Well, they're saying that there's tons of planes that come in the United States from Liberia, and that
shit. I wish you didn't say Liberia.
Ebola.
I was waiting
land.
For Ebola land. I was waiting for a pinpoint.
Well,
fucking,
that's just one spot. I mean that area.
That's true.
That area is producing a lot of it's almost an epidemic.
Mm-hmm. Liberia in Ebola land.
Yeah. That's the capital of Ebola land.
Liberia.
Liberia.
Yeah.
Never even heard of
Ebola land.
Yeah. So, hey, if it's not worrying you,
fuck, it's time to drop a bomb over there.
Just get rid of the whole fucking village.
Yeah.
All those little villages, just bomb them.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you do that?
To get rid of the disease.
Yeah.
Well, then why stop there?
Now you're speaking my language. Where are we going next?
Well, no. I mean, why not just fucking, bomb all of native Africa?
Okay.
Why would you do that?
That's why. Well, I didn't want to.
Do we get anything from over there?
Do we get anything?
Yeah.
Like any trade
yeah.
value?
From
at least
Africa?
Theron, I don't know.
I mean, you get a handful of NBA players. Cool.
Boom-shay.
Yeah.
Dave Matthews.
I could do without him.
Yeah,
I could definitely do without him.
Charlize Theron.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do it without her. She's hot.
She's so hot. I forgot to bring Hal A Million Ways to Die in the West.
How many? How many copies you got?
I'm one, but I forgot to bring it. I was going to bring it so you guys could borrow it. I forgot.
That's all right. Yeah, I don't. Well, so we should just bomb everything outside
Why
this
not?
Country. Honestly, if we want to ever be safe again, it's really the best method.
We haven't minded our own business ever. Why
well,
would we start now?
Yeah, we waste all that time and money.
It's
going
to turn political real quick.
It is. I was going to say, we just... Spend all that money.
Nah, forget political. Let's just bomb shit.
I agree with you. Like, this new fucking ISIS motherfucker, like, those people beheading people.
They could have come up with a more diabolical name than ISIS.
It's ISIS. Hi.
I just think of Archer.
Yeah, I know.
Now you don't want to put troops, boots on the ground, as they love to say. Now you just want to do it from the air. You got Americans beheading other Americans and shit.
Americans
beheading. Yeah, the new guy that's doing all the beheadings.
Right. Is that how he does it?
Yeah, he does like that.
Stop jerking off in my room.
The guy that does all the beheadings, the American.
Oh, you'll know
that guy. That guy that does it?
Yeah, yeah. That's just a heading.
Now you cross the line, Fob. Get the balls involved.
Yeah. Hey, come on. If you don't get the balls involved, you're not doing it right.
Exactly. Yeah, there's an American guy, American accent. Yeah, everything. Not even one.
American accent.
English accent.
Just doesn't sound like her. It's fucking
sorry,
contagious.
She rubs off.
Where do the ISIS people live?
They live
near
in Ebola
land.
ISISville.
Where do they live? Like, what country are they from?
The country of, I don't know. They're all over. Syria, Iraq.
Afghani.
I don't know if they...
How big is this clan?
They're trying to be. They're it's pretty big. They're making it like a state. Like a legit Islamic state.
Really?
Yeah.
They hate America?
Yeah.
Everybody hates America.
Everybody hates America.
Why?
Why not? If you didn't live
here... Is it because we hate everyone?
It's not about that. If you didn't live here, if you weren't raised here...
No, because we side with Israel and everybody hates Israel. That's really what it comes to. Everybody hates the Jews.
They do hate the Jews. They rule the world. They rule the world.
They
yeah.
own 10% of everything. Literally, everything. Like,
and
your laptop, is they own 10%
right,
of it.
And they're collecting juice off it, too.
Juice? Juice?
Juice?
No, that's true. That is true. But do you know why we sided with Israel?
Because they own 10%
right, exactly. Exactly. That's exactly right.
So who's the real Jew in this scenario? The United States?
Well, the United States run by Jews. So really, if you think about it, the Jews run the world. They do.
I don't know.
Look, man, and I understand what the Jews did back in the day, back, way back in the day.
But they, what, crucified they took, Christ?
No, they took, well, that, if that was true, then yeah, that would be
according to the good book.
Yeah.
What'd they do?
The good book, Playboy?
Yeah. the crucified Jesus the magician.
You racist motherfucker.
Jesus the magician.
Jesus is a magician.
Just, you know, you could always be a magician who just makes things.
Watch me pull a rabbit out of this hat.
Meanwhile, this guy's got a big fucking Christ tattoo on his arm.
I do.
I know. Lord Project.
Lord Project.
I got that tee fixed, motherfuckers.
You did?
I did.
You, really?
Yeah.
No shit.
When I got my kit and my son's name, I got
this. Now it's got like this big block letter T right in the middle of all that.
I was like, can you fix that goddamn T? He's like, no, it looks like a T. It's a cursive T. I was like, it looks like a J.
How did a T look like a J?
It was cursive. I don't know. It looked like a J. It did look like a J.
It had a little loop at the end.
Yeah.
Like,
but it's like a cursive T where, you know.
Were they separated, the letters? Or were they in cursive all together?
No, they were separated.
What the fuck are you blankly staring at me for? That was a legit question.
It took me a second.
Puncher!
That's nice.
Yeah, everybody hates America.
America?
Everybody does. Everybody does.
A bunch of my friends were just like touring Europe and they seem.
And people that in other countries that when you're visiting say they love America, they're lying to your face.
Why?
Because everybody hates America. They do whatever the fuck they want.
So why the fuck do they even care about us?
Because we stick our nose where it belongs.
Because we fucking interfere with shit that we shouldn't be interfering with. In my opinion.
Yeah.
And then other people are like, why the fuck are they getting involved? You know, like, honestly, if the United States, if our country and our government would stop being involved in, you know, other world affairs that have nothing to do with us, then some of this shit would cancel each other out. Like, some of these people would wipe each other out. Let them fight it out over there. Whoever wins gets to keep the fucking land. It's a simple fix. That's how they've been doing it since the beginning of time. That's how we stole this country from Indians. We battled it out. We won. We took it over.
I think we stole it more.
Yeah, that's my point.
We gave them a bunch of pots and pans, and they gave us land.
What?
We like slaughtered millions of Indians.
We traded.
This wasn't a bunch of Indians, not housewives.
Oh my god!
Well, in school they taught you it was trade. They didn't
dishwasher
trucks.
Broke. How?
In school, they taught you that they traded, you know, goods for land.
Right.
But we all know exactly what happened as we got older.
Yeah, we gave them bullets, and we took their land.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that? Since you're, what are you?
My people have been persecuted for a thousand
years.
Oh,
fuck you, my people.
What are you again?
Cherokee.
Are you sure you're Cherokee? Is that what you said before? I thought it was like Blackfoot or something like
No. Blackfoot is the bad Indian.
Isn't that what she said, though? I could have sworn
she
said
that. No, I didn't fucking say that. I would never say
Cherokee?
That.
Some, I don't know what the fuck she is, but someone else she knew.
She's a dirty Indian.
Not dirty.
Whoa. Like how Indian or like...
Hello?
Indian.
Like how Indian.
Okay.
Fuck.
She would have suicide bombed us long ago if she was...
I would have.
Yeah, right? She kicked down that fucking door.
Strapped with... Fucking Susan.
Allah Akbar!
Allahu Akbar!
Better watch out, man. FBI's going to be knocking on his door real quick. Yeah, but like, you seem shocked that other countries hate this country.
I just didn't know why. I never really questioned it.
Do you watch a lot of news?
Can I say this?
Not anymore. I haven't.
You know these drone strikes we've been doing a lot of for many years now, actually? You know, we've actually killed more innocent people than people we were trying to kill.
Really?
Yeah. And, I mean, it happens every time they do a drone strike. They never just get the one guy.
So other countries don't be like, yo, Barack, fucking mind your business. We don't want that.
First of all, Barack speaks better English than you do.
But do you know what I mean? Like, why are the countries accepting our help if they don't want it?
What countries aren't accepting our help? The poor countries?
Yeah.
Yeah, they want our help. And then once we see, you don't understand. We help them, and we don't just get out and be like, all right, you guys all right? You good? We take everything. Oil, gold, riches.
Oh, yeah. So we save them, and then
we take shit. We basically own them once we help them. See, Everybody hates Hitler, and you should. Everybody
okay,
hates.
Where's this guy?
You're defending him for a second.
No, no, listen. And everybody hates whoever's head of North Korea now, Kim Jong Un, or whatever. All right, so you know, yeah, you can hate them, and it's fine because they're fucking horrible people. Everyone hated Saddam Hussein. Yeah, he's horrible. But at the same time, why are we any different than them? Try to do the same thing. We're trying to take other land that doesn't belong to us. We're doing the same thing fucking Israel did. That's why we're helping them. You know what I mean?
Aren't they killing everybody, though?
Who?
Like, aren't they killing their own people, like their leaders?
No, they kill the people that don't fucking abide by their law. You know
okay.
what I mean?
Yeah.
But they live under they live under more of a tyranny. You know what I mean? It's like, it's not like here where they give you the illusion like you're free.
Yeah.
You're not free.
No,
you
shit.
Can't do whatever the fuck you want.
But they give you, like, if you vote and you don't vote for, like, somebody that they want you to, then they kill you, right?
No, you don't get to
you
vote.
You don't get to vote.
Yeah.
I thought that
no.
Saddam Hussein always won all of the votes.
Yeah, because he killed whoever
because
was opposed to
him. Because he would kill whoever.
Yeah, nobody ever ran against him.
Then why would they even have elections?
For the show.
Yeah.
For the show.
It's an illusion, man.
Right, it's an
no,
illusion.
It's not an illusion. It actually happened, except there's nobody opposing
it. Yeah, nobody's
so
opposing
it. It's kind of like that movie with Will Ferrell and Zach Galifianakis. Will Ferrell.
The campaign?
The campaign.
I still have to watch that.
Well, Will Ferrell won like 4 or 5 times in a row for whatever he's running for. Council or some shit of that state, right?
Mm-hmm.
And no, because no one's opposing them until Zach Galifianakis walks in, and now they actually have to do a real, you know, campaign or whatever. But it's the same thing there. It's no different. And you know what? It happens here, too. Just like in that movie, there are certain places in this country, certain counties that have elections where no one's opposing, so the guy wins, but they still have to go through the voting process.
Yeah, I think in, like, Maine or something, a dog became mayor.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
But, no, I think it really happened.
Because I heard about a cat, too, somewhere in, like, Alaska. Yeah. Is, like, the mayor of some place in Alaska.
I mean,
which is another
cool.
reason why I don't want to go to Alaska. I already don't like being told what to do by pussy.
Meow.
The mayor just shit on the rug again.
I wonder if your cat aspires to be... in politics.
I think
leave.
He does.
Leave. Go.
I would love to hear him debate you.
Leave. Get out of here.
Can you imagine that debate?
I think Duncan, the one cat I live with, would be a good president.
President of what, you dumb bitch?
The United States of America!
Are you stupid or something?
Fucking retard.
Now I'm retarded. Before the show started,
don't
I was weird.
Are you fucking retarded? What the hell's the matter with you?
Because you're an idiot. Fucking... retard!
Get off me, all right?
Stop mocking me!
Cat. I work with retards.
Listen, man.
How's Cat going to debate? How's he going to, you know, establish foreign policy?
That sounds so ridiculous.
Yeah, you do.
I mean, it's like an... I mean, I'm assuming that the cat's that mayoring, like...
Mayoring.
Keep going.
Mayoring, Maine, is like...
What
is that weird thing in your head an aneurysm?
I would think that it's just, like, an ode to the cat. I don't think that they're like, yo, what's up? Tell us what's going on. Tell us how to fix, you know, main stuff.
Do you feel in charge?
Bane Cat, yes! I still have Bane Cat as my background.
And this gives you power over me.
Bane Cat could rule the world.
I feed in it.
Listen, I'm serious about the cat mayor, dog mayor, too. Hmm.
Stupid, stupid bitch.
Oh my god, with the bitch. Dog mayor.
Are you re-looking that up?
Dude, I've read it before, man.
Okay, wondering. You all
Minnesota dog elected
mayor. Yeah, you
mayor.
Found that on page 81 of your Google search.
They're interviewing him.
They're interviewing him?
Not man.
What's his name?
Thing I've ever heard. You're a moron.
What is this, another failed fucking Photoshop?
I know. Let me double check.
This fucking girl last week, I swear to God, I almost fucking strangled her. She's trying to convince me that an asshole took a selfie of himself
of
right before he got eaten by a shark.
You're stupid.
You know,
and
she
dude,
fought
totally
me on
believed it.
And she fought me on it. And she's like, no, it happened. It was all over the news. And I was like, no, it wasn't, because I watched the news regularly and I'd never seen anything about it. No, it was. And then all of a sudden, oh shit, it's not real.
Sharp as a fucking cue ball.
Where was it you graduated from again? University of
Stupid bitch.
Holy
fuck
shit.
You. Stop with the bitches.
Stop mocking me.
You really thought that was real?
It was a perfect picture.
Yeah, I did.
An absolute perfect picture.
I'm sure.
I actually had to go back and look at it a couple days later, because for a second I thought maybe you showed me a picture of someone taking a picture of the guy taking a selfie of himself, like the whole shot. And I'm like, wait, that can't even happen. That means that somebody else was in the fucking water with him. It was like pool water this guy was in, too. Oh, it was like the perfect water.
Yeah.
Perfect day.
Photoshop, man. Photoshop.
And you know what's funny? When I went to go look at that actual shark picture that he used, there's a bunch of other people that did their own versions of it with themselves inside the mouth of the shark, like hanging out.
No doubt you can get a shark coming up out of the water.
Right.
But, you know.
Yeah.
2 seconds before he eats you is not going to happen.
We went from why nobody likes this country to mayor dogs.
I don't know.
Mayoring.
Where shit goes. I know, mayoring.
Mayoring. Mayoring in Maine.
You should be
mayoring in Maine.
He's starting to sound Spanish.
What's up, Maine? Mayoring in Maine.
Fucking
listen to yourself. You sound demented.
I am demented.
Yes, you are.
She's a retard.
So we have a dog mayor and a cat mayor in the United States. That's probably actually those two reasons are the best reasons to hate this country.
Pretty much.
That something like that could happen.
Is that really why other countries don't like us, though?
Yeah, because of a dog mayor and a cat mayor.
No, shut the fuck up. All right.
Man, you're angry as fuck, you know
she
that?
She is. That's because you keep fucking playing that bitch soundbite.
You do keep playing that bitch soundbite.
What are you talking about?
Stupid bitch.
Like, the way he says bitch is so, like, mean.
Stupid bitch.
See, like, bitch.
Is that Roger?
Yeah,
I thought
so. It's mean. So, anyway.
See you next Tuesday.
Cut!
See, that one's better.
Mr. Cunt.
Tony's definitely mad. But, like, is that why other countries hate us? Because we're ridiculous? In a sense, I didn't think it was... I thought that
part
that's
of it,
why.
You have to understand, too. Part of it's because people in other countries don't get to do the stupid and dumb shit we get to do.
We have fans in other countries, though, and they seem to like us.
Fans?
Yeah, like, that listen to the show.
Oh, I thought you meant, like, in general. I'm like, I don't see anyone waving an American flag in other countries.
No, like, they like the Jersey Jerk show.
Yeah, we're bringing the whole world together. Yeah, one country at a time.
One immigrant at a time.
But do you know what I mean? Like,
our racist and sexist humor.
I can tell you what, almost 5 years of doing this show, guarantee you we have no more yellow listeners.
Oh, no.
If we do, we got to change that real quick.
Jesus Christ.
What?
Yo, what is this bitch tripping about?
What the fuck? That was unexpected. Crazy jerks, all of you. So that's why. Because we stick our nose in their business.
For the most part, yeah. That and jealousy has
and
a lot to do with it.
And religion has a lot to do with it.
Religion,
right?
Jealousy, everything. There's a lot of factors of why people don't like this country.
Jealousy?
Yeah, there's a lot of people. Don't you think people in some of the Asian countries are jealous because anybody here can have 20 kids if they want? Over there, if they have more than two, they throw them off a fucking cliff.
Don't you think the Ethiopians are jealous that we have this bag of pretzels on the table?
Yeah, yeah, like they can't. Yeah, seriously.
And, yeah, we're not eating them because they're hard.
No, I'm eating them.
No, no.
I know, I mean.
No, check it out. Check it out. Like, his cat eats more than like the average Ethiopian. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, I would. If I was them, I'd hate us too. But.
Why wouldn't.
Why wouldn't.
What the fuck?
Why wouldn't they just move here?
Like the old Kennedy.
They can't even afford a crust of bread. You think they can afford a fucking plane ticket?
Yeah, what do you think?
What, are they going to swim over here?
So then why don't we, being the awesome people that we are, give them food?
What do you mean?
It costs money to give them food. That means taxes.
We do give them food.
Oh, okay, good.
But, I mean, we don't... It's not like we bring fucking Happy Meals over there. We bring, like, wheat and shit. The only problem is... I don't understand why we're bringing seeds and shit when it's such a dry country. There's no fucking water. You can't, like, you know, do any kind of irrigation or anything there.
They should give them space food then.
Here we go. Here we go. Small embolism just happened right up here.
What the hell is happening right now?
Oh, shit.
What the fuck is your problem?
What the fuck happened? I have cancer.
Had to throw that in there.
Jesus.
No?
No, anyone? What space food are you talking about?
Like powdered food.
Like what?
Like powdered food.
You have to understand something, okay? They don't make space food on a mass quantity. It's not like there's a whole aisle of space food at any store you go
to.
What
do they eat at the Lunar Inn?
Powdered milk.
I had space food before.
Holy Santa Claus shit.
They sold it. They used to sell it at Edmund Scientific. Remember that place?
No.
It's in Barrington. It was a science place that you could walk around in and buy stuff.
And that's where you had space food.
I had powdered food.
You can have powdered. You can have powdered food anywhere. You can eat Kool-Aid without the water.
But this was like steak.
You know what though, Chris? I'll be honest with you. Going back to last week for a second, I bet you that powdered food tastes better than fucking SpaghettiOs, Cheez-Its, and Gushers.
Yeah, SpaghettiOs that's week.
Yo, last week she's like, I had the best fucking lunch or dinner, whatever she said. She said SpaghettiOs with Franks, like cut up hot dogs, I guess.
Apparently, they sell them like that. It comes in a can like
crushed,
that.
Yes.
I thought maybe crushed, you put them together.
No, it comes
crushed
in a can like that.
Was it mozzarella?
Mozzarella Cheez-Its.
And Gushers.
I didn't mix the Gushers in.
I don't believe you.
That's disgusting. That is some straight up trailer park dinner right there.
That's good.
Hey, you know, to each his own.
I like it.
Good for you.
It's just lunch food.
Yeah, we don't make powdered food on a mass scale. It probably costs a lot of money to do it.
It doesn't seem like it would.
Why? How do you powder food?
Powdered creamer is cheaper than liquid creamer.
Okay, but that's creamer.
I feel like that.
You're talking about like, you know, what do you want to powder? Like lasagna?
Yeah. Hot dogs. Spaghetti.
No Italian will allow that to happen.
Nope.
I don't think so.
Not under my watch. Fuck you.
Why don't they build a McDonald's there?
Yeah. Okay. Not one fucking apron would stay on a worker there. It'd fall right off.
Oh, do they not have money?
Like, no, they're fucking...
They're rich. They just can't get the food.
They didn't figure out that they're not supposed
to eat
their gold.
No, but I mean,
like,
do they have, like, money like us? Like, do they have money
that
you can touch?
I'll give you five leaves for that.
Yeah, sandwich. Like, that's it. Do they barter? Is that how they live?
Yeah.
What or do they have, like, dirt? Gold?
Dirt and flies. That's all they got.
They have to have something. Are they indigenous?
Yeah.
Fuck. That exists.
Yeah, what do you think? Do you think that they live in townhouses over there? They have, like, no food? They literally live... picture a desert land, except instead of desert, it's just dirt. Dry dirt, right? Almost like desert, but not like the kind you think. Like,
is there
the
trees?
Movie. Barely.
Okay.
Okay? There's nothing. They have, like, no running water. It's just people walking around. The only thing that they're wearing is, like, either...
A loincloth.
Yeah, like some article clothing, like a rag to tie around their fucking waist.
So do they hunt?
There's nothing to hunt. No animal can survive in that.
Then how do they get there? And why are they still living there?
They all went on vacation one day and they got stuck. It's like, it's kind of like the Gilligan's Island.
Oh my God.
Africans.
No, like what I'm saying is, why is this their home? And why do they keep living there? Why don't they migrate?
Where are they going to migrate to?
I don't know. Isn't it?
There's no. They have no.
First
education,
of all, Africa.
There isn't a greyhound they could take to a real place.
Yeah, yeah. They'll actually find a real greyhound before a bus. First of all, Africa is highly racist, meaning the whites still hate blacks over there.
Oh.
Okay. Did you just refer to me as white devil?
Do the black people hate the white people as well?
Well, yeah, because it's the white people are eating and the black people aren't.
How come there's never any... Is there ever wars in Africa?
There's nothing to... There's no way they... They're so fucking weak, they can't even pick up a patch of dirt.
There's warlords that try to take over certain sections.
Yeah, you have, like, these little villages that you'll have, like what's his name? Like, Coney and shit like that.
Yeah, yeah.
People like that, yeah. But...
You know,
or like Black Hawk Down type shit. You know, you'll have like those rebels, but they're not indigenous people.
Okay.
They're just real poor people. I'm talking about you ever see the commercials where it's like 10 cents a day feeds
Sally Struthers?
Yeah.
I've seen them.
And they just show the worst fucking
kids with bellies that are real big.
Yeah. Distended and there's flies just like crawling all over their face. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
You know, fuck those dirty rebel bastards. Fuck them.
Okay.
You know, but the people that are, like, they can't do shit. They can't grow crops. They can't hunt. There's no animals to fucking hunt.
They go to a dirty stream to get their water.
Yeah, malaria runs rampant through there. That's why I said earlier to Chris when we were saying the Ebola thing, you want to bomb Ebola land.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, why stop there? Why not just bomb Africa? Because malaria is huge in Africa. That and AIDS. Runs. How is that possible? AIDS. I just call it. It's true though. AIDS is huge in Africa.
How many people live there? In that,
I don't know. I know it's a lot though.
Really?
Yeah, Africa's huge.
Well, where it's super poor. Where do
it? Where it's super poor?
Is the whole country super poor?
No. No, some of it's regular poor. Some
no,
super
no.
Poor.
There's rich parts of Africa.
Yeah, South Africa's rich, isn't it?
Not all of South Africa.
Okay. Yeah, one white guy.
No, there's a lot of white people in South Africa. Yeah, it is. There's like no black people are allowed in South Africa for the most part, unless you're a celebrity. Like, the last black guy to be there was Muhammad Ali, I think.
Remember that song, "You Gonna Play Sun City"? The casino there, all the white people.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Apartheid because they wouldn't let black people there.
Yeah. No way.
Yeah, I don't know about all this stuff. I should probably read up on it.
No. Just go ahead and read Gone Girl 3 more times.
Yeah, that shit was good.
No, but seriously.
What happens at the end of that movie?
I'm not saying anything. Chris is already devil today, so.
You blow it! It just. Look, they're poor. That's all you need to know. I mean, you should know that anyway. From those fucking commercials alone, you should
know.
Yeah,
but I thought that was Ethiopia. And I thought that was like...
Where's Ethiopia?
In Africa.
Right.
But I thought it was a very small part of Africa.
Yeah, but Ethiopia is not the only place like that, though, in Africa. Okay. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't
other
know
places.
I don't know how...
There are other places that are just like Ethiopia, where you have like basically indigenous people that don't fucking have anything. There's like, it's not even like a real civilization. It's just a mass of fucking people and flies and shit.
I feel like I need to travel.
Yeah, go there.
Not
Help
there,
out.
But I feel like I need to like.
You could feed everybody with your titty.
You're
milk.
A global citizen.
I don't have a passport. I have to get a passport.
You have to get a passport.
That's what's holding her back from giving them all titty milk. Yeah.
She's a global citizen. She should be doing this.
Yes, I agree.
God, why aren't you going?
She helps from. Her computer, basically.
Yeah, I know.
She doesn't donate money, but she spreads the word.
No, she goes to the counter and sees shitty fucking bands like...
Right.
Listen, all right. I am upset about this.
About what?
About finding all of this out.
Why?
Because it's...
There's nothing you could do about it, miss.
There's nothing
you should go and help.
No, that's not true either.
I feel like you can't even take a plane there. I feel like you'd have to like take a plane somewhere else.
You'd have to take a
drive 17 miles.
17 miles. That's
hours,
so specific.
Hours.
That's true. That's really what they
do. 17 miles isn't far from an airport at
yeah,
all.
I was going to say that's very
basically
specific.
Flying right there.
Yeah. just ask them to drop you off before you get off the plane. Yeah, that's exactly what you would do. That's what people that, like, the Peace
or
Corps.
Or take, like, another little plane.
Like Red Cross and the Peace Corps and people like that go over there and help. That's what they do. They'll take a plane from here to whatever airport there, you know, somewhere in Africa. Then they drive, like, 20 hours or something. And then they take, like, one of those puddle jumper planes. And they just land in the middle of a dirt field and drop them off. You know?
It's terrifying.
It is what it is.
I'm going to read up on this.
You should.
I'm going to.
It's scary.
Is that the poorest country, Africa?
Africa's not a country.
Africa's a continent.
Is that the poorest continent?
I don't fucking know. I don't know. I think the poorest country, I read something about this not too long ago, is where is... Damn it, I don't remember. Hold on a second.
You would think it would be the United States as far as in debt as we are to everybody in the world, basically.
Oh, no. No, not even close. They're not even on a list.
Poorest country.
I would assume it's somewhere in Africa.
It's got to be.
Yeah, it might be
somewhere in Central South
America.
It
might be.
Does Europe have sections of it that are super poor?
I don't think entire countries, but I'm sure there's cities that are poor as fuck.
But like where people actually live in houses and shit, though, still.
Like Russia's got a big poor population because, you know, they're still basically communists out there. And
nobody cares about Russia.
Yeah, nobody cares, but they're ruled with an iron fist and they...
Shit. It's kind of...
But they do produce.
Zimbabwe is the poorest.
Zimbabwe.
Makes sense.
I've heard of that.
Zimbabwe, Zambia, and the Democratic Republic of the Congo are the poorest three countries in the world.
Wow.
I love that.
Is that where you're visiting next?
Fuck no.
Where are you visiting next? What's next on your travels?
I don't have anything Zimbabwe. Planned.
No?
Mm-mm. Go to Haiti.
You're a global citizen. You should be helping out.
I don't... I feel like I don't want to go to another country. I don't
Maybe
know
start
why.
Within your own country.
What does that mean?
Help out being a global citizen within your... Go to a shelter or something and hand out...
She goes to concerts, not shelters. That's how she helps.
That's how she helps. Okay.
I don't help people and things around here. I help animals.
Help animals. It's a start.
I volunteer at Paul's.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that. That's pretty nice of you.
I like animals.
Yeah.
People in the United States, I don't like that much.
Who do you like?
I don't know.
People in what country?
I don't know other countries. I feel like I would like Australian people.
Because you think their accent's fun?
I feel like they are.
Nah.
Your face is great.
Thank you.
Now I feel like they're like Americans but laid back.
They're Americans but laid back. Americans aren't laid back?
No.
No?
Mm-mm. So I feel like in Australia everybody's like chill and laid back like Crocodile Dundee.
Now that's a knife.
Yeah, like that. Like cool and fun and... They care about different shit.
Just lives off the land.
Not lives off the land. Like, they, you remember the bar in the movie? Uh-huh. Wally's or something? I forget.
Yeah.
Ruse.
Like that, where they, like, don't care about materialistic things as much, but they still have them.
I'm sure it was a true story.
Oh, come on,
Chris,
man.
The look on
what
your face.
What the fuck are you babbling
Chris,
about?
The look on your face is priceless. He looks like he's ready to cry.
I don't know. It's just I've gauged it.
I don't know.
Like, I feel like all they want to do is surf and, like, hunt. I don't know.
What are you going to hunt? Crikey.
Dingoes.
You're a dingo. You're a dingbat. Maybe the dingo ate your baby.
Unbelievable.
It's a true story. Australia. I hear good things about Australia.
Yeah, I feel like I would like Australia.
It's a long fucking plane trip, though.
It is.
Man.
It's like 17 hours or some shit.
I don't think I could do that. All in one shot.
Kangaroo Airlines. Mate.
You would rather break that flight up?
I don't know.
I mean, can you fly there direct?
I don't know.
I would assume there would be a layover somewhere.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know the capacity of fuel. And yeah, I'm sure it'd be a big plane that would hold more fuel. I don't know, though.
It would probably cost a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
Sure it would. Sure it would. It costs like $1,400 to fly to Europe right now.
I know. I've been looking into it because I have a friend staying in Amsterdam. Mm. He said I could stay there.
Oh, sure. I'm sure he wants you to stay there.
Oh, shut up.
Of course he does.
Why? Why does it have to be like that?
I'm just saying.
Suck on them titties.
Oh, why? That friend.
Is him a girl?
That
friend.
Bill Clinton.
Bill Clinton. No. Your friend.
That friend?
No.
No. Sorry.
You're so cunty tonight.
Not cunty.
Okay.
I don't like you assuming automatically that it's because it's a male friend. It has to be sexual.
It's not sexual.
He was saying it was sucking on them titties.
I said that.
You are being an asshole about it.
Bill
then.
Clinton, you fuck.
I know.
It was a joke. It wasn't serious. Roll with the reels.
I am rolling with the punches.
I'm sure the guy in Amsterdam wants nothing to do with you.
Probably not.
He doesn't want to suck on them titties. Not at all.
Fuck all of you.
I was just doing Bill Clinton impression.
Don't get cunty. I'm breaking your balls.
What are you doing?
My ears hurt really.
You got ear sweat?
I think it was my earrings.
Earwax.
They hurt. What?
Nothing. Fuck. You're defensive tonight.
Am I?
Yeah, I think so.
I had the worst day in the world, not yesterday or the day before.
A little bit.
So you're still a cunt because of it?
Mm-hmm. So you take it out on us.
No, I felt better.
Until it came here.
No, it's girl stuff. I don't think you guys want to talk about it.
No, let's talk about
it.
Please.
All right.
You're on your period.
No, see, that's what is fucking wrong. Okay?
You were like a mentally ill whore having PMS from the 1800s.
What the fuck, man? Jesus.
All right, so it's not your period.
No, like, okay, I went off birth control in...
You're hormonal.
Listen.
Okay.
Just shut up and listen.
I went off birth control in March.
Nobody gives a shit.
Okay.
I won't talk about it!
Look over here, yeah. All right?
So, ever since then, I never used to get PMS, like, here and there, like, real, like, slight PMS. And then, like, during my period, I would have, like, physical problems, but not, like, hormonal.
What
like
you mean physical?
Cramps.
Okay, all right.
My boobs would hurt really bad, and right. They swell, and they...
bigger than they are
poking
now?
In the eye.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Like, it's, like, hard to breathe in my bras.
And so then, why not wear, like, a looser bra, can't you?
Or no bra.
Because when I was on the pill, none of this happened.
I know. I'm saying now.
Oh, now I'm going to.
Go to the bathroom. Take your bra off. Zip up your sweatshirt. Nobody will fucking see nothing.
Yeah.
I'm not on my period.
Oh.
Okay.
That's what you meant today.
No. That's what...
What are you bitching about? I'm kidding.
No!
That's what I say. It smells normal in here.
What the fuck does that mean?
Does it smell like rusty pennies?
Oh, my God.
There's no bears around.
I'm going to murder bears. Each one of you tonight. I hate you.
Yeah, continue.
I hate all of you.
Continue.
So
that's my stomach.
So now I don't get... Fucking stop, man!
If you're in the water, it attracts sharks, too. If you have your period and you're in the water...
All right, sharks. I'm waiting for the rest of this.
All right, so I went off the pill in March. Ever since then, I don't get PMS. Okay. I get really bad during period stuff.
Whoa.
And then afterwards, I'm getting PMS. I'm getting PMS after my period's over now.
Okay.
And I never used to. And I tried Googling it and all this stuff, and it, like, doesn't exist.
Did you go to your doctor?
I have to go to my doctor again. I just went to her.
So go again.
But that sucks.
Just go again. I mean, you gotta figure out what's wrong with it.
Yeah. It's like, and it's only for one day, and it's the day. So I'll have my period, then I won't. Then that very next day.
So you bleed for one day is what you're saying.
No, I bleed for like three or four.
All right.
But then I'm done bleeding.
Right.
No period, no craziness.
Right.
Next day, in fucking scene. I was crazy yesterday. I was in the worst fucking mood. And I was like, there was nothing I could do that would snap me out of it at all. Like, I had dance class, and I'm texting my friend, and I'm like, fuck the world. I don't even want to go to dance class. Fuck this shit. I'm so, in such a bad mood. All and she's like, oh, calm down. You're going to be fine. And I'm like, no, I'm fucking pissed off. I was pissed off all day. Mm. Everything bothered me.
Sounds like you're just a cunt.
But I'm never like that. It just started ever since I went off birth control.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's fucking with you. It's like, you know, now that you're off.
Your body's not used to it, I guess.
Yeah. No, because I was on it for a really long time.
You're off.
I'm off.
Right. You're fucking
It's been
meds.
Like 6 months now. Fuck.
What exactly did you Google?
I Googled post-menstrual syndrome instead of pre-menstrual syndrome. Because that's exactly what it is. It's post-menstrual syndrome, post-menstrual stuff.
Okay.
And they're like, oh, yeah, we don't really know.
So you went from PMS to PTSD.
Yeah. I know. Something's wrong. But I was like, I'm like the foulest human being. Like, you don't even want to be around me. And I have to tell people ahead of time.
I'll let them know. You should just wear a sign.
I'm like, yo, I'm not. No, it's not good today. And they're like, all right. And they leave me alone. Yeah, because I'm like. Like, it's one of those things, like, no matter what you say, I'm like...
She walks around like Bruce Willis in Die Hard 2. She's got an I Hate N-Word placard on her fucking body.
It's bad.
You take dance class?
I do.
Is that all you heard out of all that?
Yes.
I do. I take hip-hop dance classes.
Yeah, Marco's question was going to be, is it pole dancing?
Oh, no, I did it before. I did pole dancing classes before that.
No, I wasn't. I just wanted to know kind of dance.
Hip-hop.
Hip-hop.
Yeah, I heard that.
Hip-hop and hip-hop.
It was every Monday, but we moved it to Wednesday. So now it's every Wednesday.
How long's your class?
An hour. It's from 8 to 9.
But you didn't go yesterday because you were crazy.
No, my friend was like, crazy, insane. Fuck you, you're going. And I was like, when I got to her house, I was like, huffing and puffing, like throwing shit. And she's like, shut up, it's going to be fine.
Why don't you just hit her with a reused tampon?
It made me feel better. Yeah. After that, I was fine.
Oh, you were, because it was like a workout, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, during my period, I have to go to the gym every day or I'll die.
I hope you work down the machines when you're done.
What'd you say? Say that again?
When I have my period, I have to go to the gym.
Or you'll die?
Or I'll die.
Okay. I thought I heard that, but I wasn't sure. I wanted to make it.
It's the only thing that makes me feel better.
Okay.
Because I feel so bad.
That's good.
Like, I get cramps and it's, like, debilitating. And I'm not going to sit there and just shove aspirin down my throat. I'm trying to find...
Maybe you're
better
putting
ways.
In the wrong hole.
What? What the fuck did you just say to me?
Maybe you're putting aspirin in the wrong hole.
I'm putting aspirin in the wrong hole?
Now, when you open an aspirin bottle, you take the cotton and roll it up and put it down there.
Oh, my God. You have problems that you would even think to say that.
I don't have problems. I'm just having fun. So good to be a guy, isn't it?
Hell yeah.
You don't get shit like that.
Yeah, but don't you guys... I read somewhere before that guys go through, like, an emotional period during the month, too. Like,
emotional?
Hormonally, like, in your head. That's not true?
I don't know anything about that. I jerk off so much. I have no idea. I have no idea.
So there's never some days of the month that you're sad or, like, upset?
For no reason. Yeah. Something's got to happen for me to get to that point.
You don't wake up sometimes with, like, just fuck everybody mood? Today.
Well, no, because I'm not married and don't have kids. No, yeah. I really don't. I never wake up like that. Never. No, if anything, I'll wake up and be like, fuck, I wish I could sleep another fucking 2 or 3 hours. That's about it. That's as bad as it gets.
That's where I'm at, yeah.
See, that's what I want. I want consistency. I want every day to wake up the same. When I woke up on Wednesday like that, I was not happy. I was like, this sucks.
Right.
It sucks. It sucks being a girl.
Yeah, but you can't do nothing about it.
It's getting worse as I'm getting older.
But you can't do nothing about it.
I thought it was going to get better.
Wait till you hit fucking menopause.
I'm going to like probably lose my fucking mind.
Probably.
Oh my God, this changes everything. Like, I feel like I'm going to like become a murderer or something.
You might.
I might.
Stop being a fucking baby.
Listen, there's nothing I can do about it. If it was so easy to
turn
it off,
you make me sick, you fucking baby.
If it was easy to turn it off, it would. Do you guys understand that?
I don't just.
At all?
What?
Do you?
What,
do you guys really understand?
What? That's your.
That what women go through?
Well, no, not really, because I'm not a woman. Yeah. I mean, granted, I have tits, but that doesn't mean that I know what you're going through.
Because you've been around women.
Yes, that part, that experience I've had. But my girlfriend's on her period. She can get a little cranky.
Cranky. That's a good way to call it.
Yeah, cranky. I mean, there are times where you can.
I was more than cranky.
I can tell, though. I can tell. And the moment she starts, showing me signs that she's, cranky, I pretty much just back up. You know, I'll just be like, you know what? I'm going to get off the phone. Or I'm going to take a ride. Or I don't think I'm coming over tonight. You know why? Because I know if I stay around, first of all, I'm not going to, fucking badger her about it either.
Because you know what's up.
Right. So, obviously, but see, that's the thing, though. Women are crazy, so they still want to fucking bitch and moan because it makes them feel better.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's
it doesn't matter what you
up.
Say or do.
Yeah, but you don't need a period for that to happen. Women are crazy in general. Yeah. You'll do that regardless.
I know, because we're hormonal.
No, you're crazy.
Take out the monal part.
You little hoe.
Jesus. I didn't even get that at first.
You're hormonal. You know, I like how they call it hormonal.
Fucking bitch! And complain! And fucking bitch!
Oh,
bitch,
my God.
Bitch! Fucking!
Jesus. Yeah, being a girl does suck.
Yeah, I
and
know.
It's getting worse. And I thought it was going to get better.
Look, I'm not saying what you guys go through is no big deal. It's a huge deal. But I'm saying, all I'm saying is I'm glad I don't have to go through it.
I don't care.
I wish the physical part was... It was just...
He was choking his own spit.
I just wish it was all physical. I don't even wish... the hormonal
I know what you're
thing,
saying.
I can't... Yesterday, I was out of my mind.
You know, and some women are opposite of you. Some women wish it was just the hormonal thing and not the physical stuff, because some women are in so much pain physically from the you know, the bleeding,
the
cramps.
Yeah, I know. I have friends that, stepped
they literally, they are, bedridden for, 2 days or whatever.
That's why they take the pill, because it gets rid of all that.
Yeah, that's why I used to take the pill.
Why don't you get back on it?
Because I can't.
Oh, okay. I'm not
I'm 35, and I smoke.
What? Really? I didn't know you couldn't take the pill because of that.
They won't prescribe it to me anymore. But I...
They say why?
Because I can't get blood clots.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and... Listen, they wanted to give me a UTI thing or whatever. Not UTI. What's it called?
UNITY.
I don't know.
Who you calling a bitch?
Something that they insert into your, cervix shit.
Urinary tract infection? Something like that?
An IUD, yeah.
IUD?
And I said no.
Isn't that what...
An IED.
And then when tanks go over it and...
It's an IUD.
It's an IUD? I don't even know anything.
IED.
Improvised explosive... IED. Improvised... Urinary device.
Oh my God. I could quit smoking and then still be able to do it.
Your pussy will explode.
Maybe I should do that.
Maybe you should.
Because I never had these problems before.
Yeah, but will that have the same effects as the pill, though? As you know, as far as. Well, yeah, because you don't get your period, right?
Why don't you just tell your doctor you quit smoking?
She can smell it on me.
Then don't smoke before you see her.
Yeah.
I can't lie to her.
Yeah, but you're putting yourself in danger.
You shouldn't.
But what if
they can tell if you smoke anyway if they take blood tests.
They don't take blood tests anymore. No, they do.
But she puts herself in danger
every
if she
6 months.
Lies.
Blood yeah, you shouldn't yeah. lie. You shouldn't lie. Cause
yeah,
you never know
what the fuck, man?
Lie to your doctor.
I actually have to find a doctor to go see. I should go to the doctor. I need to go.
You should go to the doctor.
He's going to tell you one thing. Lose weight.
No, he's going to tell me more than that.
Really?
Yeah. Lose weight, quit smoking, kill yourself.
Well, no. No, that's stupid. I might as well just keep eating and fucking smoking. What's
yeah, he won't get any more money if you kill yourself.
No.
These conversations are going very bizarre.
No, I really do. I need to find a doctor.
What do you have to go to the doctor for?
I just need to go to the doctor. I need to get a physical.
Look at him.
Huh? Yeah, look at me. No, I need to get a physical and I need to get some tests done.
You need a once over?
No, I need a 3 or 4 over. I gotta
you
get some tests
doctor?
Done. No. No.
You should get one.
The one I had, moved to fucking ghetto in Williamstown. I'm not fucking going all the way to Williamstown. So yeah, I gotta find a new one. Any recommendations, anyone around here? Anyone? No?
Depends on your insurance. Mm.
Insurance. Blue Cross, Blue Shield.
You should be able to see just about anybody.
That's
there,
what I mean.
Assume.
I'm saying, does anyone have any,
go to
their
website.
Yeah, I got it.
You got a good doctor?
Yeah.
Decent?
She's cool.
Oh, it's a she also? Mm-hmm.
That's the way to go, right?
That's why I had a she.
I had a guy. He left and went to a different office.
Yeah, the one I had was a chick. She
Ma'am, I need a hernia check.
You're so creepy.
I just had one of those a couple weeks ago.
They touch your balls, cough, look the other way.
Yeah, it was a gay guy, though.
Wait, a gay doctor? Yeah. I've never seen a gay doctor.
All right, it's been 10 minutes. Get your hands off my balls.
Yeah. Wait, why you got to do this five times?
Get the other one.
Hey, Fabio.
No, he was definitely gay. Definitely gay. That's why I fucking teared up when I watched The League the other night.
Yeah.
Because it's exactly what I thought about. This guy was flaming. He was flaming.
Did you, like, jump when he tried to grab your nuts?
Well, no. First of all, I have to say he was very professional. He wasn't like the girl that I had the time before that. This was for – I had to get my DOT license renewed, right? Mm-hmm. So the one I had – the and I went to the same place – was a hot blonde. And she, like, took her time, you know, doing the whole – squeeze and cough thing.
Right.
And I'm like, this is really embarrassing. You know,
did you chub up?
A little bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not with the dude though.
Now you were fully erect. Dude.
With the dude, it was like, honestly, it was like an acorn.
That shit went back.
Like, it went in. It went all the way in. It was in.
He was talking about you at his fucking fag party.
Every time he opened his mouth, every time he said something, a word, it had an S in it. It was like,
oh yeah.
It was like a snake was in the room.
He was telling his friends, you should have seen this dude's cock today.
Well, no, nothing. He didn't look at it either. He just
he looked at it left.
Dude, he compared to what the girl did, like the girl really had to feel around. She really had to like dig both hands. This guy stood on the side of me, goes like this.
Cough.
like, like he stood on the side of me. Just he didn't even look. He put his two fingers down and he got it right on the button. I was like, "How did you do that?" Like,
he knows magic.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you have a hernia?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, it's a hernia check. It's part of.
You
the
think
physical.
He went home to his partner and said, "Hey, I saw this bear today.
I saw a bear today." Hurrah.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, he looked like he looked like a skinny the dude from Family Guy, the black dude from Family Guy.
Cleveland.
He looked like a skinny Cleveland. Had like a small fro, mustache, thick mustache, but he was flaming.
Wow,
like older guy.
Yeah, definitely old. He was like in his late 50s, probably mid late 50s.
You don't see anybody younger with that mustache.
No. He was gay. He was real gay. I was really... At first, I was like, eh. And then I was like kind of relieved because I was worried that hot blonde would be there. And I'm like fatter now than I was last time. You know? So I'm like, man, this is going to suck. You know? Plus, I forgot to manscape. It's been a while. It's been since vacation since I manscaped, right? So I'm like, oh, man, I didn't
Speaking
even think about that.
Afro.
I didn't even think about that. I'm like, fuck. And I'm like, when he showed up, I was like, oh, thank God. And then he started talking. I was like, oh.
Oh.
Yeah, he sounds a little bit like Roger, but not as, like, you know, over the top.
I fucking wish you'd come on me right now.
No, not angry. He's like, I don't know, he had like this like kind of narcissistic tone to his voice. Like, you know, he was looking through the chart because, you know, you take a piss and they put in that little machine to check if you're diabetic and mm-hmm. like, whatever. And then all your tests, your eye, your vision, your hearing, then they see where your blind spot is and shit like that. He's like, you did fine. I was like,
you fucking cocksucker.
Because he was surprised.
No. He's just like signing shit.
He's like,
he's signing
you're not diabetic?
Yeah, he's signing shit off. He's like, no, because I'm smart. I didn't eat at all that day.
We were supposed to fast for those
tests.
Well,
I don't know that. But I just did it anyway.
Doing good.
I really did it anyway. Because I know if I have one fucking...
As soon as you walked in, he went in the back and got the saw. Like, dude, we're cutting this guy's foot
off. I could eat one Starburst, and I'm sure my blood sugar would be like astronomical.
See, I feel like you're cheating then.
You're not.
I did fine.
Is that Dr. Steve?
No. You did fine.
Aww.
I love gay guys that are like that.
Yeah, he was cool. He wasn't, you know, he was very professional. I didn't feel, you know, raped or anything.
Violated.
No.
Good.
Now suck my ass. Why would you?
And go. Whoa.
And go. Okay, go.
He was half a fag, but I was flattered just the same.
I butt fucked this dude.
You're fine. But anyway, yeah, I need to see a doctor.
Good, you should see one.
Yeah, I think it's time to get the
prostate.
Yep.
I feel like you're worried about that.
I am. I'm extremely worried about it. My girlfriend is driving me fucking batshit crazy. Go see a doctor.
Yeah, you should, man.
Go see a doctor.
Are you having problems?
With certain things, yeah.
Okay.
Peeing.
Yeah.
I gotta pee like every 10 fucking minutes.
That sucks.
Yeah. Go see. It's probably nothing.
It's probably the size of a beach ball.
Yeah. It'll be the size like of a walnut. If it's swollen, it'll be the size like of a walnut.
That's it?
Thing. Yeah.
Oh.
And then what happens? They give you medicine and it swells.
They give you medicine. Yeah, they give you Flomax.
Okay.
They'll try to get it down. Sometimes it could be infected and they give you antibiotics.
Mm. How would it get infected?
If you hold in, like one time I went to the movies, I held
and
in
he got
my
fucked
fucking
in the
piss.
Ass.
Yeah, I got fucked in the butt and that's what happened.
Is there a Matthew McConaughey movie?
You can get that?
Yeah, it's yeah.
Mm. See, that
piss too long.
Hold on a second. That happens to me a lot when I'm on the road. I can't just piss
it's
whenever
not good
I
for
want.
Your prostate.
So it's probably caught up to me at this point.
Yeah. And what happens is your prostate swells and it pushes
up against the urethra.
That is correct.
And so it slows the flow of piss.
That's how it goes.
Getting
down.
Old sucks.
It does suck.
Yep.
Next thing you know, my titties will be hanging down to my knees.
They're not there?
No. No, my titties are perky. Fuck you.
like teardrops.
This thin prick all of a sudden he's like real fucking ballsy with the fat jokes.
Oh, yeah. I never made fat jokes before.
Yeah, but now it's like every word out of your mouth.
When you were skinny?
Nah, every word out of your mouth now because he's fucking skinny. He's still wearing fat clothes, but he's skinny as
I'm
shit.
I'm not skinny, first of
yes,
all.
Yes, you are.
You're thinner than
yeah,
you're thin.
You're
skinny.
You're a
us.
Thin dick.
Right you fat
now.
Son of a bitch!
You're thin. God damn it.
Fat pig.
Yeah, not anymore. Look at you. You're fucking wasting away.
Fat fuck.
Prostitute gave him AIDS.
Jesus.
Oh,
shit,
dude. That's a good fucking call.
All of a sudden, look at him. You're wasting
that's
away.
That's true. I didn't even think about that. You have started to lose weight right after that.
No, I was losing weight before that, you fat fuck.
No, man. You were really dropping the weight after that.
No.
That sucks, dude.
I haven't really lost much weight
you guys
since then.
Are assholes.
That sucks. I didn't even think about that.
Go see the fag doctor.
Yeah, go see the fag doctor.
Now suck my cock.
There you go.
You're negative.
AIDS?
So you guys suck each other's cocks, huh?
You're a fucking fag?
You want to take a break?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it,
All right.
Word.
Hey, let's talk about Tweaked Audio.
Okay.
What do you want to talk about? You want to talk about their great deal?
Yes. The fuck?
Of course.
Talk about their amazing collars?
Do you know what their amazing collars are yet, miss?
I know that they're 7.
Yes.
Good call.
That's a good start.
Ding!
Let's guess the colors.
Okay.
One at a time.
Pink.
Ding!
What's the next one?
White.
Go to tweakedaudio.com, type in the code word jerks. 33% off, not fucking 10%, not 15, not even 20, 33% off and free shipping. And you can pick from 7 different colors, red, blue, green, yellow, pink, black, silver,
ding.
And wood grain. And there's also 7 styles. Tweaked.
Ding.
PB.
Ding.
California.
Ding.
Parkour.
Ding.
Parkour 2.
Ding.
Classic.
Ding.
National.
Ding.
Those are the different styles.
You're right. You're goddamn
and
right.
And they also come in 2 different features. Mic'd.
Unmic'd.
And unmic'd. Yes. In case you want to talk on your phone, get the mic. If you don't, just want to listen to shit, don't get it.
Ding.
Right. Works with all MP3 players.
Ding.
All Apple.
Ding.
All Android.
Ding.
And most phones.
Ding.
It's always good for that windbag over there, just laughing.
One of these days, he's going to have a heart attack.
Exciting deals. Again, go to tweakedaudio.com.
Ding.
Type in cohort jerks.
Ding.
Get 33% off.
Ding.
Free shipping.
Ding.
It's worth it.
Ding.
It's amazing.
Ding.
All right, we're done.
Nope.
Word up.
True that.
True that. Where's that go?
We're back.
We're back.
So we're back.
We were talking about grabbing balls. So I got a story. I know it's going to come off weird to you guys, but as a dad, as a dad, it doesn't. And dads will understand, but
okay.
After a while, you give your kid a bath and shit,
right?
And sometimes, and then he doesn't want, you know, he wants a splash. So we said, let's try to give him a shower. He's old enough; you can give him a shower,
right?
But he won't go in there by himself.
Okay.
So dad, so mom, or dad's got to go in there.
Okay.
So dad goes in there.
Don't tell me you accidentally teabagged him.
No. I thought about throwing one of these
balls
things
on that prick.
I thought about, you know, shaking it and hitting him with it.
That's my God.
No. So
fucking kid's already ruined.
So, you know, the kid's already finding his way around his own self. You know, grabbing his shit. You know,
yeah,
you know,
all that
stuff.
Playing guitar.
Bending it. Bending it.
I used to do that as a kid. Just walk around fucking.
Hell yeah.
Bottomless, just bending it. Bending it.
You know exactly what I'm talking about. Hell yeah. He's not at that point yet.
Okay.
He's, you know,
I was really into music as a kid, so
he's two.
Extra special.
He's almost two. So. He's just pulling on his junk.
Uh huh.
I look, I sat in gum.
The gum trick.
Oh my God.
He's not there yet.
Okay.
But of course, you know, I'm bathing him up, and all of a sudden, dude, this little prick.
Okay.
Oh yeah, he grabbed my right nut so hard that it busted, and he wouldn't let
it
go.
It busted.
It busted like a vessel. Like I had like a black.
What the fuck?
Dude, he had a death grip on it. So now every time we take a shower,
what the
I'm
fuck?
He's always, yo. It's like he's trying to.
Dude.
Every time we shower, dude. Oh, for 1 week, 2 weeks ago. My right nut was so fucking sore from him just grabbing it and fucking beating on it like a speed bag.
Your gay son is on you, buddy. I guess the turd doesn't fall far from the faggot's ass. You're a worse parent than
I can't wait till you have a little fucking kid, you asshole. Little fucking furball running around. Fucking back telling girls to show me your tits.
Oh, shit.
Fucking faggot.
Yeah, that little fucking prick, dude.
So he busted your nut, basically.
Literally. And
wow.
How'd you get him off of it?
I pulled him off. I mean, I could get him off of it, but he had a death grip on it for a second.
Fuck.
Yeah, it's every time now. Take a shower, he just goes for it. Wham.
I'm here to service these young boys.
Does he say anything?
He laughs. Yeah, he laughs.
Does he speak yet?
A little. He'll say little stuff, but not. He's not full sentences.
So he's not like, fuck you, Dad.
No.
He's not like, I fucking love.
He's not like, small dick, Dad. No,
my balls.
Like that.
Fuck you, Dad! My fucking balls!
Why don't you punch him in his balls?
Oh, I can't do that. Come on.
You're about to do damage.
He is always, dude, he is totally grabbing. That week, before vacation, I was sore. But he would sit on my lap, and I'd fucking cringe because it.
Shit.
Yeah, it was bad. He got me good. You got me good, man. Real good.
That sucks, dude.
Fuck you, you midget.
It's that terrible two thing, right?
No, he's having. No, that's not. He's just curious. So I guess he thinks it's fun. I'm like, don't you fucking grab dude's balls. That's not good.
I like to handle a stick and cradle those balls.
Cradle the balls, stroke the shaft, work the pipe, swallow the gravy.
swallow it.
Get it over here, buddy. Let's do this.
Holy crap.
Now put it in your mouth.
You're in for a good old Western grip style hand job.
Oh, man.
No kids.
And he's like fucking dick infused with balls.
I thought he was going to... When he was, he was premature. I thought when he was...
Sorry, you. Sorry, immature.
Every night. I thought he was going to be blessed with this extraordinary fucking, like, baby cock.
Pull out your cock and balls.
because that was the first thing that was... Chris, it was fucking humongous. Like, it wasn't normal to see that. It looked like a fucking, like, third arm, third leg.
Yeah, remember my baby picture? Remember that? Remember my mom was like, she had photos out one day. You were over my house. We were like in high school. My baby, you start laughing because the fucking, the huge sack I had. You remember that? He was cracking the fuck up. He's like, oh my God. Well, you know what's funny? They never grew since then. It's just like, I grew around it.
Right. It's like a dog. Its tail's always the same.
That was the first thing. You're right. His body was still catching up to it. And like, we take him to softball. We change his diaper and there's girls on the team, girls' wives, and I'm like, you gotta check this out. And they look, and they're like, holy fuck, he's gonna be a porn star. He finally grew into it, but it's just fucking
penis.
Yeah,
penis.
I'm like, high five, bro. Don't ever lose that.
Oh man,
that's what I deal with. He's getting to the point where it's just.
He's grabbing nuts.
He's grabbing, yeah, he's just getting curious.
Uh-oh. He's getting curious. No.
Why? He doesn't know what he's... He doesn't
find
know
your
what...
penis for a dollar. Find your penis. $1. Find your penis here.
He'll grab people's...
He'll look at girls like boobs. He doesn't know, so he'll like,
Milk.
And I'm like, oh, dude, come on, grab that shit. Oh, this is God. The only time you can't get in trouble.
Don't make him a creeper like you.
No, I totally tell him to grab the boobs. He's young. He can get away with it. But
you're a fucking man child.
I call him Channing Tate Yum.
Yeah, dude, it was bad. And then I had to drive 11 hours a few days later, and I was just the most uncomfortable thing.
I bet. Shit, dude.
Fuck, man.
I don't know, man.
It was a little black and blue, too.
Well, yeah, he busted a vessel.
I think
there
so.
You go.
It's finally back to normal. I thought I had to go to doctors for a second.
Shit.
Yeah, he just constantly went back at it. Grabbing it.
Pinning it.
Yeah. Laughing at it.
Laughing at it. It's not the first one.
So him and his mother both laughed at your cock.
Mother and the girl, all the girls before.
Girl. That's why your voice is always crying to your kids breaking your balls.
Another miserable night.
fucking the joys of fatherhood.
I tell you.
Your own son beats his fucking dad's bag.
Does he do it to his own shit?
Yeah, he grabs, pulls it, points at it, taps it, and, trying to figure out.
The cock.
Does he know he pees out of it?
I hope so.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm sure he does. I'm sure he does.
I mean, he doesn't know where to go with it yet. He doesn't know how to go to the toilet. He's not toilet trained.
He's like walking and stuff though, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Walking. That sucks, dude. Sorry to hear that. Grabbing your nuts.
It's the choice of fatherhood, bro.
I'd be fucking angry if that happened to me. I'm sorry.
It's getting to that point where I when his mom's not
looking.
Why
don't you just yell at him?
I do. I'm like, no, man. Stop.
No. Yell at him.
No, you can't yell at him.
Why? He's not hitting him. You're yelling. Dude, your fucking dick is literally an inch from his face.
He doesn't know you. He's only two. He's not even
believe me, yelling, yelling at him is a fucking improvement.
Listen, when his mom's not looking, I push him.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm just fucking around. Jeez, diapers will be at my door.
I know. Learn from Adrian Peterson.
She walks out of room.
Adrian Peterson.
I'm like, Nico, go get a switch now.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, dude. That's my life.
Hey, man.
I love it. I wouldn't trade it for the world.
I was going to say, you got to love
it. Would not trade it for the world.
You can't go back now. There's no rewind button on this one.
Nah.
I'm kind of on a fence with the kids thing, man. I go back.
I go back and forth,
man. It's just like, do I want them? There are days where I'm like, no. Especially like if I'm around other kids and I see how they act, I'm just like, fuck.
Dude, I have one of these days where I'm like, no. You know, it's just part of the. You're gonna have those days where you just wish he was back up in the vagina. You know, you wish you could just shove him back in. It's, you know, normal. Everybody feels like that.
Oh, I know. I know all parents go through that phase over and over again of, you know, I hate the kids.
Fuck that kid.
Right. They complain. Like, when they're alone because the kid's sleeping, they're probably up all night complaining about their kid together. Like, don't you hate it when he or she does this? And blah, blah.
I don't think that.
I would be doing it.
I think so.
No.
I think so.
No. Because right now at this stage, it's a terrible two, so it's like, it's fucking tantrum after tantrum, you know, that kind of shit. Yeah. Right, and it's tiring. It's exhausting.
Get back in your cage.
Right.
That's for like a couple years, isn't it?
It depends. You know, it's every baby's different. I feel like it's getting better. It's not
That's
as bad.
Good.
But it for a while there was just
throwing
scream, shit.
Scream, throw.
Yeah, tipping his table over and fucking all that
now
shit.
Now clean it up!
This is like the point where they're like testing you, right?
Well, they start they start testing you and your boundaries and what they can do and what they can't do.
I'm not touching you.
Yeah, exactly.
When are you going to have another kid?
Never. I'm done.
You're done?
You getting snipped?
No. And I ain't fucking having anything near my nutsack. No way.
Just your kid's hand.
He probably already is snipped.
And the crabs.
Yeah.
No, I'm not getting snipped.
I think it'll be less painful if you get it done.
What do you mean? As opposed to what? What's the other option?
Her getting it done.
Her getting it done?
Can let her go through the pain. Why I gotta go through the pain?
Yeah,
well, now what they try and do is like, say you wanted to have, say you wanted to have another kid.
I hear
they'll
when
freeze your
just
sperm.
Do it.
I hear when guys get it done, it absolutely kills their sex drive.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
I know people have got it done. And they said it didn't.
I know people have got it done too,
and
they're not
the
like they
thing?
Used to be. Just like you know, they're like neutered.
Yeah, basically. Pretty much.
Yeah. You don't get that fucking rope fucking cum shot anymore.
No,
you get this
man.
Dribble.
Is it really
clear.
A dribble?
It's clear. Like it's not like even white anymore. It's like clear.
Yeah, I like shooting ropes.
That's what I'm saying, man. Ew. You feel like a fucking man when you
like Indiana Jones' whip.
Right.
What's wrong with you?
Dude, seriously, man. I fucking aim for the head. Aim for it. Pull it out. You're just like, ah! Now, but after that, you get snipped, you're done. You're just like, bloop.
Yeah, it's not so manly anymore.
It's kind of, you can hear a faint crowd just like, oh. I will never get it done. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, I'm not having anything near my sack.
No way.
Any needles. No way. No, I'm done, kid. No more. Unless
she doesn't want any more either?
No. Right now, we're going through such a rough...
You can't...
There's no possible way we'd want another
one. Some people... You know what some people do? Some people will want to shit them out right away.
Yeah.
Be like, all right, let's hit the other one out the way. Let's just do this. You know what I mean? They don't want to wait like 5-6 years because then they'll have the fucking toddler now and the infant. And it's like, that's a bad combo too.
Yeah.
You know? So it's like, well... If we're going to have them, let's have them close in age. That way, they're both real young. We can kind of treat them sort of the same.
Right. You have 7-8 years of misery. And then-
Right. Exactly. Instead of spreading
it
out.
I'm good with one set of misery. That's it. Not another. It's too much. And it's too much money.
I don't think I would ever want it to be an only
child.
Yeah,
you might only be able to buy one pair of sneakers a month.
Well, that's the one good thing. If you only have one, you don't have to worry about money so much.
Daycare is, you know, close to $1,100 a month.
That's fucking insane.
Yeah.
That's insane.
No matter if he goes for the day, if you guys take off and go on a trip somewhere, it doesn't matter. You still pay. Even if you take a vacation, you still got to pay that monthly.
I'd rather her stay with the kid and work
Are they all
extra
like that?
Jobs.
I don't know. I know.
That just seems like shady. Like, I mean, I could understand if you call that morning and be like, no, we're not taking them in today, and they make you pay. But like, if you gave them like notice, like, this fucker's not going to be in next week.
I assume they're all like that.
Damn.
It's probably just a flat rate, right?
It's a flat rate.
Yeah.
Flat rate.
That's some bullshit.
Yeah, no shit.
Yep. Yep. Flat rate, man. And that's money that was free spending for us. Now it's...
Well, that comes with the territory.
It does. It does. And, you know that when you have a kid.
Yeah. I don't know. It would be good to, like, have, like, a parent that's, like, retired, and they can just take care of it.
Some people do. Some people have that. Well, you go to a fucking...
Kings Leon
concert.
See ya.
Grandma watches that little bastard.
So, listen, when I was at work, I might have already talked to you about this, but I don't know. We were talking about this chick that's killing herself. Did you guys read
that?
Oh,
yeah.
Mother chick.
I sent it, but you didn't read it.
Brittany, I didn't read it.
Yeah,
Brittany Maynard has, she has terminal brain cancer.
Yeah.
So she's not killing herself.
Yeah, she is.
Wait a minute. Technically. Well, just wait.
She is.
She's choosing. She moved to it. There's only like five
Oregon.
States.
Oregon.
I think. Is Oregon the only one?
No, there's like three or four.
I think there's three other.
New Mexico, I think, is another one. Anyway, she's choosing to, when her health starts to decline,
to take her own life.
To take a pill that's...
She actually has the date.
Yeah, she has a
November
date.
November 1st.
Out,
okay.
Where she's going to just take the pill with a doctor there, and just she'll fall asleep and not wake up.
What the problem is. All right, Chris, you're getting lucky.
I didn't even say her name.
She went right under
I
the table towards
lip.
You. I'm like, whoa.
Hey-o.
Speaking of the pill.
And she's 29.
Okay.
And her husband's birthday is like the 30th, so she wanted to spend like one last birthday with him, and then she's going to take this pill.
You know what he should do? The moment she takes the pill, he should rape her.
Oh my God, what is wrong with you?
I'm joking.
Oh,
you're inappropriate.
That's
what, you just learned that word?
No,
recently?
I feel like saying it. I don't know.
It was
why.
A joke. It was
I
a fucking
was a
joke.
I know
my
it was
God.
A joke. Shut up.
I'm
that's
so
like
not
sensitive.
A raver.
So anyway.
God.
So we got into, like, a debate at work about it. Everybody's, like, chatting about it. And they're like, you know, what if you were going to die tomorrow, what would be your biggest regret?
The last 40 years.
I was going to say that for me.
No, I don't know. I mean, I think if I was dying tomorrow, I wouldn't be thinking about that. Really.
You don't think you would be thinking, wow, I wish I had more
if
time?
If I had one day to live... I'd want to spend my last remaining hours with my loved ones. I wouldn't be thinking about...
Don't you think it would be a
did
thought that
or,
came into your head, though?
Maybe for like a split second, but when the reality...
That's fine. For
yeah,
a
but,
split
but,
second,
but
what
a
would
split
it
second,
be?
Like, oh my God, I have so many regrets, but you probably wouldn't pinpoint on one.
Oh my
just
God,
like,
I should have raped that girl as I was leaving the party the other night.
Chris, that's inappropriate.
You have fucking problems.
Rape is not funny.
Yes, it is.
Rape is not a joke.
The sound rapist.
It rhymes with grape. I don't know. I mean, if like now, if you ask me that question, sure, we don't have enough time for the laundry list. But
it's kind of a ridiculous question.
It is. It's
because
it's like, are you happy to be alive after that escaping that burning building? Yeah. What the fuck is wrong with you?
If I said to you, you're going to die tomorrow. That would pop into your head.
No,
like,
I'd be
first of all, it's a ridiculous scenario.
Out. Yeah.
You don't know you're going to die tomorrow. You might know you're going to die soon.
Right.
She had time to know that she was dying.
Yeah, the conversation went into that, and it got into the fact of, all right, well, like, if you knew that, like, what would be the biggest regret? It wasn't like that's the first thing you think. You know what I mean? Like, you're about to die. Like, and you know you're going to die. It's not like you're going to die in a car accident or something.
Right, I get the
so
point.
So you have, like, time to reflect, and then you
but see, that's the
life.
Thing. You give me one day, I don't have time to reflect. I only have time to spend time with my loved ones and that's it. And say goodbye. That's it.
Yeah.
You're giving me one day. That's all you can do. What
right,
else can you do?
But if you
that's
thought...
That's a great adventure.
But if you thought... if you thought the one thing I wish I could have done before I died.
You want to hit a rub and tug?
You're talking about bucket list shit?
Yeah, like...
I don't...
Like, what is the one thing that you wish you would have did before you died? Type thing.
God damn, that's such a fucking loaded question.
The conversation went insane. Like,
well, what was being said?
like having kids, things like that, like stuff that people that. Like, big things.
If I don't have them, what am I missing? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's not really a regret. I'd regret if I was dying and I had a kid. I'd be like,
right. That would so now the kid's going to grow up without a father.
Well, probably better off, but.
Your kid, yeah.
Right, yeah.
His kid, too.
Right, not whatever.
My kid, motherfucker.
But
I'll
yeah.
Find another guy's balls to punch.
To grab and pop. Yeah, I don't know. I'd just be like, I probably would be somewhat relieved, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I get to go out before watching anybody I care about go out. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I've had family members that I loved that had passed away, like my grandparents. Well, three of them. One's still alive. But it would be nice, in a sense, if I went now, you know, I wouldn't have to see my parents die. I wouldn't have to see my brother. I wouldn't have to see my girlfriend die. I wouldn't have to see my friends die. I wouldn't have to see any, you know what I'm saying? My last grandmother.
I'm sure you're going before all them.
Probably, which, like I said, in a sense, I kind of would be relieved, you know what I mean? Because it's like, well, I don't have to bury anybody, you know? Like, I don't have to say goodbye in that sense.
Yeah, but your parents have to bury you, and that's shitty.
Yeah, I get that, but I'm saying I would be relieved.
I know, I hear
you. I wouldn't share that relief with my family.
Thank God you got to bury me.
Yeah, right, yeah. Exactly. You better have 20 pallbearers.
Better dig a bigger hole.
If you
just get the crane.
That's supposed to be like the most traumatic thing.
They're going to cremate me and put me in a bucket of KFC.
That is supposed
extra
to be
large.
Like stress level wise, that's supposed to be the probably like the most like horrible thing that can happen to a person is losing their kid.
Sure.
Yeah.
No parent wants to bury their child.
Yeah, that's horrible.
It
unless
is horrible.
They're a bastard. No, I'm just kidding. My mom's tried to bury us a couple times. Honestly, I don't know.
Would you do what she did? Like, would you?
Probably.
Would you kill yourself?
Have you ever seen what someone with terminal brain cancer goes through towards the very end?
Yeah, she doesn't want to go through
it. It's wretched. It really is.
Yeah, they gave her like 45 days to live or something. Yeah.
I don't blame her. I don't think what she's doing is wrong. I think it's her choice. She has, you know, she has the control over the situation. Not being bedridden and shitting herself and pissing herself and shaking and biting her fucking tongue and
not knowing what's going
on. Yeah, fucking really. having seizure. Come on, man.
And like not even being you anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
There's not a legitimate argument against what she's doing.
No, there
no,
isn't.
Like people try to
only
argue
the religious
and
fucks.
Invoke God and it's just
yes,
like, fuck you.
Yes.
Put yourself
only,
in her shoes.
Only like three or four states allow you to do it.
Wow.
And that's what she's like.
It's probably
advocating.
One of the states Dr. Kevorkian worked in.
Well, yeah, people hated him for it, but
he did. He provided a service.
He did.
Look, what's the other? You know, her other option is she could just kill herself.
Yeah.
You know, she could overdose on something or slice her wrist in a hot bathtub
or
jump off a
or
bridge.
Something, yeah.
You know, whatever.
Yeah. Why go out that way?
Yeah. I mean,
it must be freaky to know that, man. I got two.
Listen,
more weeks.
If there's a pill. Listen, if there's a pill out there. Where if you take it, you just basically sleep and you don't suffer from the effects of the pill. I think it's a fantastic invention.
I think
invention.
It's like she's got. They showed her. She has a couple bottles. She's got to take a few. She has them already from the doctor. When it's time, she whip them out.
You say it's got to be weird thinking. I got 2 weeks left, but she could die any day. She may not make it.
Yeah, that's
to that
the thing
day.
Too.
She could wake up one day.
She could not wake up one day.
She could fall into a vegetative state.
Yeah.
And then she can't take the fucking pill.
Mm-hmm.
And now she suffers, you know?
Well, it's known that if she, you know, does something like that, they're just going to give her the pill. But that's not how she wants to go with full mind.
Right.
Music in the background.
I'm
husband,
sure.
Yeah, because they.
In her own bed.
I wonder what song she picked.
That's See You at the Crossroads by Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Oh, my God.
See you at the crossroads.
No, I think she's going to go with this one.
On my own, here we go. Yeah, there you go.
Mama. I'll take the pill now if I have to hear that song.
Yeah, because the like tumor is already starting to like eat it at her brain and stuff, they said. So she's already like showing signs of like failing.
Really?
Mind.
Already?
Mm-hmm.
So what, do you have a tumor too?
Maybe.
Failing mind.
She's going to play this.
Oh, oh no.
Don't play this. What's wrong with you? Fuck.
This is going to be playing Missy when you decide.
Say something.
That's so horrible. I'm like picturing this girl dying to this.
Don't picture it.
Picture her. I mean,
you know what? Think of this as a happy song.
It's impossible. No, it's the saddest song ever.
Are you tearing up?
Yes, it makes me cry. Why do you always make me cry, you masochist?
Masochist?
Isn't that it? Somebody who enjoys
me. I think she's on. I think she's on to something with you.
Oh, I'm not a masochist.
Turn it the fuck off.
I'm going to sing to you.
Stop!
What the fuck is this?
I hate you. I'm taking them off. I'm not playing your games.
It's off.
I don't
say
believe
something.
It's off.
I don't believe you.
I'll be
swear on your little...
I have cancer.
It's off. Say something.
I got a good mind to slap your fat face.
Jesus. So then there was another story in the news that was real crazy as well. Mm. Not real crazy, but it was...
Well, wait. Before we get to that, do you have any regrets if that was you in those shoes?
When everybody started saying that, that's what I regretted was not having kids. That was the first thing I said.
What? Yeah, that's weird for somebody that doesn't want kids.
It was the first thing I said.
So you want kids?
Yeah. Deep down inside, you want kids.
Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, nope.
Because everyone's saying that, and like without even, I didn't even hesitate.
So that's your
first? Oh, yeah, not having kids. And everyone was like,
weird. That's, you know what's weird? I'll tell you what's weird about it.
And
what's
I was like, what the fuck did I just say?
For the most part, 80% of me always wanted to have kids.
Right.
Like throughout history in my life, right? But then I go through parts where I'm like, whatever, you know. Maybe I'm just not ready yet, right?
Right.
You've always been, I don't want to fucking have kids. Fuck kids. I don't want no fucking kids. You have a regret. That's the first thing that pops in your fucking head. No thought even took place, just like not having kids.
I literally said it.
And for me, someone who actually is willing to have kids for the most part, that's not even on my list.
Yeah.
That's weird. Maybe I do have a tumor. What the fuck does that have to do with anything?
It's changing the way my mind thinks.
You have two of them on your chest.
Jesus Christ.
Memories. No, I think, I always said to you, on this show and off this show, I always said that one day, at some point in your life, you're going to want kids. I believe it, my opinion, is that one day you're going to want kids.
Right.
And you saying that as a regret.
Yeah, it freaked me out.
That makes me...
sad.
No, that makes me feel good because I think I was on to something and I think I fucking nailed it right on the head.
You did.
I know, but then, but when I think about it, it still freaks me out. And I'm still
I understand why it freaks you out to have children or whatever. I get that, but that doesn't
I don't think I'll ever be able to make that commitment though.
You see, you don't know that. You can say that now and you can believe that now and you can say it's 100% fact and no one can really dispute you on it. But at the same time, you don't know what's going to happen a year from now or 2 years from now or 3 years from now.
I guess.
But I'll tell you what, though. Once you hit 40, start getting that idea out of your head. And if you're going to do it, you better adopt because if not, you're going to have a fucking retard.
Eva Mendes just had a
baby. And with your fucking brains and
who?
A retard.
Eva Mendes.
Oh.
She's 40. She just had a baby.
Oh, well, I mean, it's still a crapshoot. It's a 40% chance.
Yeah, I know because like your eggs are old so they can get retarded.
She's got Down syndrome.
Hi, Griff.
Hi, Chris.
Oh, that's funny. So then my friends that are married and they're trying to have kids right now, they got into a big argument.
Uh-oh.
Because apparently they run tests on kids now where you can find out if they're retarded
or
not.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a dangerous test, but they do.
Yeah. And she was saying, oh.
What do you mean, walk a tightrope? What do you mean, dangerous test?
They have to go in and, like, poke it and get some. They have.
This is before the kid's born, you're saying, right?
Yeah. They go in and, yeah. It's,
so the test alone could make the kid fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, the way they usually do it is like, by measurements. Like, they'll measure the head, and, you know, if the head's a big head, they know he's...
It's a big fucking head.
They can tell you that he's could be coming out.
You looking at my cock?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But some people just come out with a big head.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Well, they were saying... She was saying that if she found out the baby was retarded, they would, like, get rid of it or whatever. And the husband was
before they would have an abortion?
And the husband like flipped out. It rhymes with shmorsh.
I think I would do the same. I don't know if I could ever.
And then the husband was like flipping out about it. But then once like the smoke cleared and they weren't being emotional, they wound up both agreeing to get rid of it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because they said they wouldn't want to
Why would you want to torture yourself? I mean, listen, we listen to your horror stories, and your kid's not retarded. So he doesn't sound fucking absolutely thrilled about being a dad.
Yeah,
with the healthy kid that he's got.
I put.
Could you imagine if his kid wasn't healthy? Like, yeah. What if his kid was retarded? He wouldn't even be. You wouldn't be here. You know that, right?
No, it's a full time job.
Not just that. You'd be miserable. You wouldn't want to do this anymore. Yeah. You'd just be like,
yeah. Life would be tough.
You ever see parents of a kid with Down syndrome?
Yeah.
None of them look happy. None of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to be.
I didn't know that they ran this test on.
They run, yeah.
Like embryos or whatever the fuck they are.
Yeah. Yep.
Because like it's small enough to where it's still legally like able to
That's
be
why
aborted.
It's dangerous. Yeah, it's dangerous.
Because it's
test because they're trying to go in there with
they
whatever.
Poke with shit. You know?
Yeah. God, that's insane.
But the old school way is to measure the head, but that's not it's not foolproof.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so. So then on the news there was this other thing, and it was this husband and wife, and they were pregnant, and their baby has some rare disorder that if once it's born, it may die at any moment.
Yeah.
Like you don't know when it's going to live till. And so they did this like bucket list thing. So they, while she was pregnant, they took the baby.
Drexel Hill, right?
All,
right.
Yeah, yeah, all over in Philly and stuff. Yeah. She had the baby today.
Huh?
She had the baby today.
Well, they don't know.
I thought she already had the baby and the baby died.
She did. She had the baby today and it died.
Oh, it died?
Within an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah, of having the baby.
I don't know. I'm just hearing this the first time.
Yeah, I heard.
Really?
I didn't know the baby died.
It's been like humongous on Facebook.
Yeah, I thought it was like a week
ago. Who the fuck? I don't go on Facebook for news. I watch the news.
I go on Facebook for news. I go on trending.
Yeah, Facebook's a waste of fucking time. It's doesn't make you smarter, Facebook.
No, but like there's posts from like ABC News or NBC News.
Not yeah, I get
like,
that.
Not like, you know, ballsack.com.
I get
yeah.
that. But I'm not going there anyway, so I'm not going there for news or anything else for that matter.
Yeah. Well, yeah, Facebook's not the number one news site.
No.
I'd rather go to Onion News.
Onion.
I love Onion. Well, yeah. I go for to pick shows for the, or pick stories for the show.
From Facebook.
From Facebook and Twitter.
That's okay. Why that shit yeah. sucks.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, we don't ever talk about any of the shit that I fucking send you guys.
Bring it up. Like you're just doing now. Yeah. It's good. Yeah. Very good. Perfect. So this kid was born and died in an hour.
Yeah,
and they know the whole pregnancy, you know.
That the baby's going
to
die.
You know, yeah. They could tell you.
So she knew from the beginning.
Yeah.
And she didn't decide to get rid of it.
No, they just you can.
That's smart.
But they decide to just
no. I think that she
that's
didn't,
smart. Stretch your body out and be unattractive for a couple months.
I think she found out after you can't legally get an abortion.
Fuck, it's got to give.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, that's different.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a different story.
But you
I slug you in the gut.
But you could. She could have like got a C-section and just got the baby taken out, but she didn't want to do that. So she did go through the full. Full term, but she did wind up getting a C-section.
So you're planning your baby's birth and his and the death like in the same. Oh God!
So what do? They put a fucking shoebox like right underneath the delivery
Christ.
Table. What?
A shoebox?
Dude, is this not a fun? Are we supposed to be funny or? Since when have you two been fucking sensitive?
I have a kid, so it's a little.
Both these leave.
It's a little more.
I was thinking an Acme bag, but
oh
shoebox
my God.
Thank you. Finally, somebody with a sense of humor.
Flush it down the toilet.
I'm laughing.
Fuck
man.
The Tuyas.
I'm laughing.
Oh my God.
Honestly, I think
inappropriate.
I think her insurance company should have fucking went into her vag and taken that shit out. Why should they pay for the birth?
The repo man.
Why should they pay for the birth? You know, the baby's gonna die.
Right.
They can make that into an A&E reality show.
If I was the insurance
that's
company,
the quickest
I'd be like,
reality
well,
show
for.
In history. It's 1 hour long. It's like you know the show 24?
24 minutes.
Oh my God.
There's already 60 minutes. That's taken.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, you want to talk about dead babies? This is what you're going to get.
I know. Don't. I'm aware.
Look at him staring at that dead kid.
Lord.
Dead weight, and you all fucking know it.
Yeah. Who cares? Dear God, man. It's not like anyone's listening anyway.
Well, Miss, would you go to, if you got knocked up and you found out your kid was going to die like immediately after birth, would you go to full term?
I have fucking no idea.
I would make her swallow that pill.
You're like, take
two
both
birds
out.
At one stone.
Both these out of here. You're inappropriate.
I know. I personally know somebody that just went through that.
What?
They carried it the whole term.
Knowing it was going to die? Yeah. And how long did it die after they had it?
Immediately. Like 2 minutes, 3 minutes, something like that.
Oh God!
Yeah, it was right.
Did they even give it? Did they give it a name? Not to be.
I think they did. Yeah.
Well, they had to, right? They buried a headstone and everything.
Yeah, you bury it and everything. Yeah.
Yeah, this baby's name was Shane. That baby that just
come
died.
Back, Shane.
Shane.
Come back, Shane. It's a shame.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, Shane.
Shane.
I'm going to cut this whole fucking part.
You said it was a sick bonus clip.
Sick fucking world.
Oh, fuck me.
I have no more dead babies. Slash.
Thank God.
Slash people killing themselves.
Yeah, but how fucking. Stories. How fucking. I don't understand, though. Like, I guess really you have no choice. You have to have the kid and go through the bullshit because you couldn't get rid of it or whatever. But
I think it's basically to give the kid, like, a proper. I think after a certain amount of time,
God,
you can't
can
get rid
imagine,
of it.
Imagine, though, the fucking mom
imagine.
Goes through all that fucking hard work and pain and suffering. And
yeah, because it's technically still alive inside of you.
Right. Yeah, why don't they just sew up her vag? Will it live longer? Instead of being born?
She did get a C-section.
That's the opposite of sewing up your vag. That's cutting it wide open. That's so, butterflying your pussy.
I mean, I get it. You probably hope that maybe by some miracle the kid will live and you don't so carry enough.
I'd rather
time,
have
I guess.
My kid be like Benjamin Button than go through that. You know what I mean? Why? What's so funny?
No. I was just thinking
about Benjamin
picture
Button. A little old fat baby. Benjamin stack of buttons. You guys brought it up.
She brought it up.
All right.
I brought it up.
All right. You want to have a serious conversation about it? Fine.
No.
We'll have a serious conversation.
No.
It's fucked up. It's fucked up. I know it's fucked up.
Yeah.
But you keep bringing up this depressing shit. I'm just trying to get some fucking laughs. People are not going to want to listen to us if it's all sad and depressing shit. I mean, you don't like it when he plays Say Something. You get all fucking... Imagine what the people listening to this podcast are thinking, especially if they're sensitive motherfuckers like you are, and they start getting sad, and then, you know, obviously they're going to be angry when they hear me saying, you know, whatever, or him saying it's a shame, and, you know, whatever. Like, they're going to be like, wow, these guys are fucked up. But you know what, though? It's a better reaction because they might want to hear what else is
I'm trying over. To be the voice of reason, that's all.
That's a first.
You want to be the voice of reason. Don't bring up dead babies.
Yeah, right.
I felt like it was interesting. Well,
it
kind of
it
went
is
from
interesting.
One thing to no,
what's interesting
the
is my son grabbing my nutsack. That's interesting.
You guys didn't have to talk
Did
about
you finish?
It? Oh, my God.
You're a sick man, Chris. Sick. I did not. I waited till he got out.
Apparently, he came all over the sun visor.
Jesus.
I should have took out the word visor.
He came all over the sun.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Nasty. Apparently, he came all over the sun.
Yeah, I don't know what you expected us to say about a dead baby.
I didn't expect you to say anything.
You brought it up. You expected nobody to say.
I just
to
wanted
say.
To talk to you about it.
All right, what do you want to talk about?
That's it. We already talked about it. Exactly well, what happened is how I thought
and
it
a hat full of Viagra.
Oh, what's next on the depressing bucket list?
I think that's all the depressing stories in the news.
What? Three dogs had their head cut off.
No, I don't think so. I'll double check.
It's a strong way to end the show. Some dead babies.
Always end on a strong joke.
Can we get something?
kill something.
Positive.
Say something.
Any day. Anything good? No?
No, you can talk.
No, I'm waiting for you. I thought you were
going to... No. We should talk. When she's doing something, we should talk.
I thought she was going to say something.
Yeah, it's only been 5 years.
I'm looking at the
Let her do her... Yeah.
Let her do her thing. Right.
Well, let's just play music or something. Fuck it. No.
Say something. Yeah, play it.
No.
I'm not the leader of the show.
I could play the intro again.
Do you want to talk about death?
Let's talk about death.
Baby death?
No. No baby death.
Let's talk about death. Baby.
Okay. There's a guy in the UK.
Uh-huh.
That's obsessed.
Do you know what the UK stands for?
No. The United Kingdom.
Very good.
Okay. Right.
Damn, I was hoping she would say Ukraine.
Not going to lie, I immediately thought that.
Damn it.
Yep, but I didn't say
it. You should admit that after you nail that answer.
I like to live an honest life.
Missy Dumbo.
Go ahead.
He fucking is obsessed with Dexter.
Mm-hmm.
So he killed...
Oh, yeah, I read that.
His girlfriend up. He killed her.
He killed her up.
He killed his girlfriend and he cut her up like Dexter. Dexter style.
Really?
Yeah.
Missy Dexter style.
And he was like a teenager.
Was he?
Yeah. This shit's fucking fucked up.
He is a dark passenger.
Missy's news is just off the chain tonight.
I know. It's so full of life.
Dude, I'm obsessed with
that. It's lacking life.
I'm obsessed
with that. You are no Ryan Quivers.
Oh, yay.
Let's cut her up.
Remember when this used to be my ringtone?
Does it say why he killed her?
She was a whore.
She's a woman.
No.
She got on his nerves, didn't he?
Yeah, you just decided to fucking kill her. And then, I didn't put this on here, but then there was this other guy that, like, cut up his girlfriend and cooked her.
That's an
Australian
old
dude.
Yeah.
Is that the old one, the one where he fucking simmered her in a 50-gallon drum?
No, it was another one.
He's a chef.
Yeah, is this the one you're talking about?
This is different.
This is a different one.
Chef Boyard Double D's?
Yeah.
She was hot, too.
It's not working. Yeah, she was really hot.
Yeah, cut her up.
Like, but she was real hot when he was cooking her.
And she
put on bumps.
He was like out of her league.
That's why she was leaving him.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
God, he'd kill her?
Yeah, get rid of her.
Well, I can't She's have her. Hot. No one can.
I also read this other story that... This
5 stories in 8 minutes by Missy Carr.
You ever see when
it's
people,
all death.
You ever see when people draw a stick person at the bottom of a page of each page and then they just flip through it? That's like our news story tonight.
It's all death.
Okay.
This guy killed his friend because he poked his girlfriend on Facebook.
Get the fuck out.
Yeah, I read that too.
And he only got 4 years in jail for it.
No shit.
Yeah, because the judge said, oh, you didn't mean to, you didn't, like, go out with the intention to kill him. You just got, like, worked up because you were drunk, so you'll get 4 years. Like, in a nutshell, that's what he said.
Who's the fucking judge?
It was, like, foreigners.
Was it Charlie Sheen?
It was an English guy.
That doesn't seem like a problem. Sentencing. 4 pokes for 4 years? Is that what it was?
That's crazy. He went out and killed some dude and got 4 years because of it.
4 years.
And that's it.
That's it. He killed the dude. He beat the shit
Where
out of him.
Where was this at? Because I'm moving there.
Like, he beat him to death.
God, I would rather just get shot in the face and end it like that. Yeah. Get beat to
get
death.
Beat to death.
Suffer.
You suffer like a crazy person.
A crazy person.
You don't look like you're suffering.
And then that's it. That's all the news stories I got. Well, there's more on here, but they don't really fit the theme.
Right, they don't involve anybody
there's
dying.
There's no death.
Tonight's
there's no sadness. Okay.
I see where you're going.
There's no children.
No?
No, anything else would just be silly.
You're right, it would
be. No school buses caught on fire around here you want to talk about?
Yeah.
No. I know. I have a morbid.
You're a real sick fuck, you know that?
Dude, I am. I'm writing a book.
Breaking
right
news
now.
There was a gas explosion in the maternity ward. There's baby parts everywhere. It looks like one big, massive, mass abortion.
I'm writing a book, and it's about death.
Shut up, bitch!
Is it a pop up? Paint by numbers.
Everybody loves pop up books.
God.
How long do you think it's going to take for you to get this book done?
Oh, look, probably the rest of my life.
10 years, man! 2 years!
10 years.
2 years!
Yeah, I've been working on it for like 6 months. I only have like 7 chapters done.
That's not bad.
You're writing,
yeah, but
this,
I
book,
still,
you're writing this book.
Yeah, with a piece of.
I'll tell you
paper
what, whoever edits this book is going to commit
my
suicide.
My friend's going to do it. I know.
They're going to swallow that
can
pill.
We get a get a chapter?
And I already told him, I'm like, I don't really know how to write. He's like, it'll be okay.
Piece of paper and a pen? You realize it's 2014, right?
I don't.
Microsoft
I
Word, bitch. Microsoft Word. Are you on a laptop?
The only.
You could probably download dictation software to your phone and
what
do it that
way. What if I gave you a laptop?
And just speak
would
into
I help
it.
You? Just to give you a laptop?
Just to give me a laptop for fun?
Just to have, yeah. It's an older one. I mean, it'll do the trick.
Yeah, I don't care.
Let's see if I got one.
I only have a computer at work. I don't have a computer.
And you got to do work at work, right?
Yeah, I work my balls off.
I'm not saying you didn't. Don't get defensive.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying I wish I had more free time.
Yeah. I think it's funny you finally admitted you had balls.
I've always admitted that I had balls.
Don't go around Marco's kid. I'll fucking punch him.
I know.
Today you have morbid balls.
I do. It happens. I blame post-menstrual syndrome.
Yeah, apparently it has to do with the death of children.
I also just watched this really scary movie called Dead Silence, and it was about, like, dead kids and, like, dolls and shit.
Silence! You're a fucking bitch.
What the fuck with the bitch tonight, Chris? Jesus.
Shut that? Your mouth, you stupid bitch.
That one. I hate that one. That one sucks.
Sounds real.
No, that's not.
It sounds angry.
That's not the same one as earlier.
It sounds like it.
It's not it.
He sounds equally perturbed.
I love Missy's news. Somebody posted something on our
oh God
page saying that you should do more like Missy's news type stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Was it about death? It wasn't, right?
That, and somebody said you should also...
Because that was literally by accident, if that's the case.
We should give you, like, a philosophical, like, subject, something in your opinion.
We've done that already.
Yeah, we do it much every week.
I think we went through every possible philosophy. Yeah. Besides, you only... It takes one... It takes one trigger word to start her up. What did you say earlier tonight? And I was like, thank you for that. Ebola land.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You brought up Ebola. She started with Ebola land, and we lost it.
Ebola land.
Gold ever since.
Well, I'm sorry if I depressed anybody.
Oh, don't worry about it.
With my really sad news.
Yeah, I think our suicide rate during the show went up.
I apologize. It will not happen again. Or it might. I have a sense of death.
You know, you had news. You had legitimate news stories, and ironically, they all had to do with the death of young people and children, and I'm sure you're going to write a wonderful book about it.
What the fuck?
Oh, my God.
Thank you for
that. Could you imagine if she wrote children's books? You know what I mean?
I should try and write a children's book.
You should, and it should all end in a horrible death.
What the fuck?
C-Spot Run.
See Spot
get hit by a car.
See Timmy go and pick up Spot's body. See Timmy get run over by a tractor trailer holding Spot's
Jesus.
Body. Jesus. Well, that's your book.
Multiple deaths. Just
right.
Deaths nonstop.
Yeah, it's... Yeah, just... You can just...
Each page is another
the cover death. Of your book should be like a photo of a mass grave.
Oh, I might...
Yeah, it's really... really is a depressing ending.
Yeah. Thank you.
Hey, man, y'all could have changed the subject.
Yeah, yes, us all could have.
Maybe.
Can we talk about something really fun?
Yeah, let's talk about something really fun.
Or really uplifting.
Yeah. Do you have a story?
No, I thought you were the news person. You're the news bitch.
I'm the news bitch. That's like a...
I mean, if you want, I could play some music.
My gal has got two eyes of blue and curls of brown. She always makes me smile when I am feeling down. Whenever I am with her, I just grin like a clown. Cause my gal's pussy is the smallest in town.
Where was that from?
Family Guy.
I don't remember that.
It wasn't aired. I don't think it was aired. It might be on a DVD or something.
Mm-hmm. You don't have anything about like kids being raped or something?
No.
Anything?
How about
No.
Child sex slave ring.
That's something fun, like women getting beat up.
Maybe something a little less morbid. How about child labor laws in Asia?
Oh, man.
How much is one of those yellow fingers worth? You know, I'm never running for any kind of political
office. No.
Dun, 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 dun. Nope.
Nope, guys. It looks like it's all fucking weird, fucked up shit.
What, are you just stuck on those websites? You filter out all the good stuff and... You just have morbid shit on your phone?
No, I guess that's all what's been happening.
And that's the news.
And that's the way
it was.
And
that's the morbid fucking news.
You stay classy.
Get off the phone.
Maybe it's just a depressing time of the year.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Maybe that's it. Maybe there's just sadness.
It really isn't. It's actually a really good time of year. The weather's changing.
You dumb fuck!
I don't think it's a depressing time of year. Mm-mm. I think it's a fun one.
Could be just a bad week.
Maybe it's a bad week.
See, I think you're going through some shit.
I am.
You're always going through shit.
Yeah. It never ends. I'm so fucking sick of it.
It's like, even it's sometimes some weeks it's good. You're having a good week.
No, I feel like I'm always having a good week. I just feel like I'm always going through some mental fucking turmoil, and I'm really fucking sick of it. I want to be mentally retarded. I want to be on drugs again sometimes so bad because I just want to stop
thinking.
Psychiatrist. I want to stop.
On your way home.
I'm seeing a psychiatrist.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Stop.
Maybe that's it. Maybe I need to stop seeing this guy.
No. How long?
Well, you should.
For like fucking 5 months now.
And she hasn't committed suicide yet?
No, I had to switch people three
again?
Times. Three times.
What?
I think I'm.
Is it always, you're the problem.
You feel I know I'm the problem.
Just kill yourself.
I really think I should.
You right. feel you feel that speaking to a woman is more helpful than speaking to a male?
No, I've been the past three have been guys. I'm trying everything I can.
Okay.
I don't feel
that's
like
that's good. At least you're giving it a shot.
Yeah. I don't think that I will. It doesn't work right because I'm not honest.
You're out of your fucking mind.
Yeah. The only way you're going to get help is if you're honest.
Yeah, and I can't be honest to a stranger, so nothing's helping.
So you're wasting stranger. Time.
Yes.
And my money.
Yes, but I have to do it because everyone's worried about
probation?
Me. No.
So
I'll do it for free.
Why are you worried about what everybody else thinks?
Because I want to live an easier life, and when everybody else is happier, then it makes my life easier.
Well, wait a minute. Why?
I hope you're talking about family and not friends.
Absolutely, family.
Okay.
Your family's worried
my
about
family
you? Tell them to stop listening to the show, number one.
I try and tell them that that we're just having fun.
How are they listening?
What do you mean?
What were they going through, iTunes? What?
I don't know.
You need to cut off the source of how they listen.
I have to find it.
Yeah.
The show sucks anyway. Tell them to stop listening.
Is it because of the show?
No. I mean, it's other stuff, too. It's not because of the show. It's just because of... I fucking always say shit, and I should keep my mouth shut, I feel. Like, I'm always talking.
So?
Well, I feel like I tell people too much stuff, and they get worried.
I don't even know what you're talking
about.
Yeah,
you lost me.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I'm writing a book about death, and all of a sudden everyone's, like, freaking out. Like, I'm going to kill
myself. Well, I mean, okay,
myself.
Listen.
That's a weird thing to write about.
No, it's not.
It's normal.
There's nothing wrong with that. There's what? She's the first person to write a book about death?
No, not at all.
Oh my God, I almost died.
I feel like you're about to like, call me a bitch or something.
No, my hands are up here.
My eyes are
up. Yeah, that's not. That's normal, right? I'm not normal. I'm losing my mind.
Death is part of life, so.
So it's normal.
There's people that write about death all the fucking time. There's so many books about death. You're not an innovator.
No, but
you ain't doing nothing special.
But you ain't nobody.
When you say something like
that, you might as well stop.
I'm writing a book about death. People are automatically going to assume the worst, even though that's not her. Yeah.
I didn't.
Well, you're an asshole, but...
There's nothing wrong with writing a book about death.
You're not her family. I don't think there's anything wrong with it, but her family is probably taking it as a sign. You know how family overreacts. So they're taking it as a sign. Oh, something's wrong. She must be thinking about death. She must be thinking about suicide. She must be... You know, they know more about her than we do, so...
This is true.
It could be triggering something in them. They're worried now.
It's triggering something, and they're worried, so I had to fix it.
Because they know more about her.
I think... You know how to fix it? Finish the book.
And get it published. And stay
and
alive.
Then two middle fingers to everybody. Fuck
what up,
you.
Bitches?
That's right.
Finish your book.
This should be the cover.
Yeah, maybe. That would be cool.
Can I ask I know it's about death, but like, is it like a book about different ways to die, or is it a book about...
A million ways to die in the West.
I don't want to give.
No, no, no. I don't want you to give anything away.
Yeah, don't tell us the ending. I'm sure we're going to read it.
I just want to know,
no
like. Like.
Hey, Joe.
How does it end? No, no. Like, I'm unclear on the whole. Death is way too vague. Like, is it about ways
like
of dying?
It's a story.
Okay, so, all right, so it's a story.
The main purpose of the story is death.
Okay, does it involve, is it like something that could be made into a movie type of story? Is it about people?
Know. Yes.
So you have like character names in there and stuff.
I know what you're saying, yes. But
you know
no.
what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Yes, but no.
I'm
writing a book too about confusion. Every page has a picture of her face on it.
Listen, it's about a specific person. So, yeah, it is
so it's a story.
Yes, it's okay. Like a story.
It's not like death and what happens after death. And
right,
like
you read it and you want to commit suicide immediately. Right.
I'm confused.
No, it definitely won't be.
Hold on
you
a second.
Won't want to
so it's just a fucking novel or
is
a story.
It,
or
is it based off reality?
Yes.
So it's about something you know?
Yes.
So is this...
About you killing other people?
No, no. Is, is this character someone you actually know? It's
yes.
based off a real person?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it you?
Yeah.
Really?
Shocker.
Doesn't
way
include,
to go, Dick Tracy.
But in the book, it's not me. In the book, it's someone else.
Right.
One of your alter egos.
Yeah.
Is the victim
It was a stormy night,
ferret?
And Coco was walking through the
Lucifer
streets.
Lucifer will not make an appearance
in the
book.
He will not make an appearance in that book?
Who won't?
Lucifer.
The ferret.
He will not make an appearance in that book.
How about Ozzy?
Can Ozzy died.
It's not about everybody else's death. It's about mine.
So the book's about your death.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Do you know it?
I have a general idea.
Or is it something you concocted?
Something I concocted.
Okay.
He just wanted to hear you say cock.
You immediately started laughing.
With food in your mouth.
Concocted.
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 Chief Rocca. Good for you. Hopefully.
Right?
I'm hoping it's a good book. I'll buy
Thank
it.
Thank you.
I would love
I'd buy
to
it.
Read that.
I would love to read it.
I'll get the Cliff Notes.
Are you going to finish it or is this going to be something that you start and don't finish?
Like everything else?
I would like to finish
it. That's why I ask.
I would like to finish it.
Actually, this is the one thing in life I don't want to see you finish.
Why?
Because it'll probably end in your death.
Mm.
No, don't do one of. Don't be one of those fucking idiots.
It's not.
Don't do
so,
like a fucking.
You have no idea. I can't even say it.
I know,
so.
But I'm saying, okay. Please don't make this master plan where, you know, you like jump off a tall building with a copy of your book to launch off your fucking. We don't
listen.
Like,
I'm way
book sales.
Way too obsessed.
And I didn't
with
give you an idea, by the way.
Yeah.
All right.
Don't
I'm
give
not,
away the end.
See, this is the thing. You guys are joking, so I'm not gonna be. But like everyone has this. Oh, what the fuck. What are you doing? What do you mean?
Are you depressed?
All right, I don't think I'm depressed, but
people think you're depressed.
Yeah.
Your psychiatrist think you're depressed?
Yeah.
Maybe
my
you're depressed.
My psychiatrist said that I was...
Well, if you're not depressed, what's the point of keep going?
She said that I was... I was manic depressive.
Okay.
You would know more than we would.
I don't think that that's true.
See, but I can kind of see it, though.
Really?
A little bit. But it's not... It's
on
not
any medicine.
Listen... I don't think it's the kind of thing where it's like super dangerous type of thing. I think it's just like...
I'm not hurting anybody.
No, no. It's not about that, though. It's like, for instance, this is a stupid example, but it's an example nonetheless. Let's say we talk about something, right? And you start going into one of your bullshit theories, right? Or something you've thought that was true for so long. You like literally get down when you figure out that it was all a big lie or just a big story that you had in your head all this time. And you're just like the wind just is taken out of your sail, and it seems to kind of affect you a little bit. So, like,
yeah, but that's normal. That's not manic.
Not really. Because if I went through life thinking one thing, and someone said that's not really what it is, and they told me to do it, I wouldn't be like that. I'd be like, wow, I'm a fucking idiot, and just move on.
Well, when it's something small to me, then I'm like, oh shit, all right. But sometimes it's big stuff.
But you remember all those times we've had conversations and I always said to you, I don't really think your problem is so much that you're depressed. I think you're depressed because of the way you think about things. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't really think you have I don't think you really have a problem, per se.
I don't think I have a problem.
I think the problem is the way you think about things in general is causing this reaction, and that's why people are looking at you like, oh my God, this girl's depressed. In other words, you remember how I always said your mind is too open, and you always tell me that my mind isn't open enough?
Right.
Well, that's my point. Like, you try to put all this shit into your mind about, you know, space and time and fucking...
Like, I want all these colors to be really bright, but they're really dull, so it makes me sad when I notice that they're really dull, when in my head they're always really bright. It's a euphemism.
Okay.
Like, I'm using color because I don't feel like making an example.
Okay.
So thinking a color is brighter than it is, even though you know it's really dull.
Nothing is as
sad about it.
Nothing is as fun as she has it in her head. It's basically what she's saying.
I told her this, that reality is not what, you know, you are,
I know the difference.
Yeah, I know, but you always try to make things more fun. And then when people... When people tell you, no, this is really the way it is, and then you finally come back down to earth, you're like, well, that sucks. So it's like, I don't know. You've always had this cartoonish, movie-like mind where things in your head work
like
I get that, but it's like you've been doing that since you were a kid, and now you're not a kid, and it's never stopped. So now... That you're an adult and you're noticing that people act weird around you or they think like something's wrong with her or whatever. It's like, I don't know what the fuck. It's like you're Tom Hanks in Big. You know what I'm saying? Like you're a grown up body, but you have like a childlike mind.
Are you
mind.
Saying I'm immature?
No.
Okay.
No.
Do you think that I'm manic depressive though? Seriously. That's so
well, you know
ridiculous.
What? I'll tell you what. I'm ignorant here. What is manic depressant?
I don't know. I don't think that I need to be on drugs, and he's telling me that I need to be on drugs.
I need to know what a manic depressant is. I don't know. I really don't know what it is.
They, like, highs, super highs and super lows and all that other crap, but without a chemical imbalance, I think. I think it's just, like, emotional. I don't think it's chemical.
Well, I honestly think super highs and super lows is a good description of her.
Perfect.
Because you do get super highs, and when you're low, you get pretty fucking low.
Yeah, but it's like for like 5 seconds.
Not really.
It's never really that long.
Not really. I think it, because how many times, Chris, have we talked to her after the show about anything, right, that she's going through that's really like fucked up, and she's like really like, not fucked up over it, but she's really like, you know, kind of... whatever, down about it, and then we try to help her out, and then she starts to see the light a little bit, and she feels a little bit better, but she tells us in the meantime that she was thinking or going through that specific thing she was talking about for like a week or
two. It's also known as bipolar. Manic depression is also known as bipolar.
I don't know about bipolar. I don't think she's bipolar. No, I'm saying I don't think she's bipolar.
No, bipolar, that you don't strike me as a bipolar person.
I don't think there's really anything wrong with her other than she's addicted to drama.
Yeah, I mean, I get that.
I think that's her main problem. But that's that she's also addicted to drama, and she needs that drama in her life, which gives her those highs and those lows.
That's exactly what
it is. I don't think
she
needs to be on medication. Because, like, I just think she's addicted to being an asshole.
Yeah, kind of. Because I'm obsessed with things not being boring.
Bob, you're right. It's high. It's high highs and low lows.
I don't know what's wrong. It's
grandiose delusions.
Well, we got that covered.
Along with hallucination and psychosis.
Delusions, paranoid rage.
Trees moving, chasing her.
Yeah, how about that? Hey, it's pretty much you, miss.
Never mind, you're a fucking crazy bitch.
Take the medicine.
No.
I hate drugs,
I'm
too.
I'm not doing it.
Sometimes it may set you straight.
Oh, nothing's wrong with me.
You don't know that, though.
Yeah, you don't, I mean...
You really don't. You don't know that. If I was depressed, or if I had super lows or whatever, I would probably want to take something that would stop that. Because I would think over a certain period of time, it might catch up to me, and I may do something stupid or think of stupid things.
What exactly are her super lows?
Well, some of the things she may not want to tell us, and we don't know, but I'm sure she's got shit. I mean, does she strike you as someone who doesn't have super lows?
I wouldn't say, like, super lows, like depressed, sitting at home, doing nothing.
Yeah, you're always out and about doing shit.
I never get like that.
I think she overthinks a lot of things.
I don't believe it, because as long as we've known her, how many times has she gone through shit that has brought her down to, like, almost rock bottom?
Yeah, but it doesn't stop her life.
Like, no, it doesn't. But that's not my point,
she
though.
She might have a
But because of the way she thinks about things, it has a long-term effect on her than other people would. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
You know, again, it's about that drama thing. You know,
that
drama stays with her. Even if it's over, it stays with her. It's still a memory that can make her feel a certain way when she thinks about it. Whereas other people at some point are just like, whatever. I forgot about that. Thanks for reminding me. You know, it's different.
Okay.
You know, the things that we talk about, just us off the show, off the air, when we're all bullshitting with each other, you know, things that you've gone through, things that people you've hung out with or whatever. It doesn't matter what it is. And anytime there's something that comes up that's a negative for you that makes you feel negative, you get real emotional about it, you know? And you're like, that's what I said. You know, you're like, but seriously, you get really into it, real emotional,
right.
Which means it means something to you, which means it does something to you emotionally.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you're not talking it out with people and that shit builds inside you, eventually you're going to get to a point where you're going to be like freaking out on people once, you know, they look at you different.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I think... bipolar, I don't agree with that. I don't agree with bipolar.
I don't
think you're bipolar.
I think,
fuck no.
No, I think you have... I think your problem is, like, again, and I don't mean this as a fucking slight on you or anything, and it has nothing to do with immaturity. I just think the way you've been thinking about things since you were a kid, you know, I think that's your problem. I think that's the root of your problem. I don't think... If you were just the average adult, and thought like the average adult, you probably wouldn't have any of these issues. Honestly. I think the fact that you're finding things out that you've always thought were one way and you're finding out they're another way, I think it's fucking with you. And you're getting disappointed because, like he said, it's not fun. You know, it's like reality's not fun. So it's like bringing you down.
Yeah,
but really,
reality can be fun.
Yeah, but that's my point, though. Who says it's not fun? Because it's not the CGI version you wish it was, you know, it doesn't mean it's not fun.
Life
says
has
it's boring.
Up and downs, man. Life could be fun.
Life is supposed to be a roller coaster. Yeah.
I feel like I'm going through a transition right now.
Life could probably be as fun as you think it is. The soul could leave through the eyes when people die. We have no fucking idea. There's no proof of that.
No, there is proof. That never happened. Stop it. Don't feed her fucking insanity, okay?
Great, Chris.
You're bipolar.
You don't know that.
No, I do know that, and so do you. Stop doing that shit.
The soul could leave through
the
eyes.
Fuck you. Choking
a
pretzel.
Listen, I just listened to this podcast the other day.
You cheating on us? You fucking bitch. And I'm going to Ray Rice the shit out of you as soon as we turn these mics off.
They were saying that they think they're getting closer to being able to prove that you, like, something goes somewhere after you die.
Yeah, your body in the ground. Next.
Yeah, I don't remember a lot of it, and if I try and repeat it, I'm going to butcher it, so that was...
I'm just saying, let's not fucking go there because, like I said before to you about the ghost thing, with all the shit that we have access to, technology and everything else, they would have proven all of this horseshit by now.
I agree.
And for some reason, everything that hasn't been proven, you believe 100% into. And it's like, why? Why not just wait for the proof?
Because it's fun.
Yeah,
listen, I think, honestly, I'm just going through a transitional period right now. And it'll change. I think there's just something going on, and I got to strain it out, and I'll be fine.
But do yourself a favor.
Yeah, but don't downplay
it. If you're talking to somebody, be truthful. If not, forget it. You're
right, don't waste your time if you're not helping
yourself. I'm not going to waste. I need to stop going then.
See, that's a bad attitude.
Be truthful.
Just take a shot. Take a shot and just say what's on your mind.
Next time you go in there, you should be like, I lied to you to just about everything we spoke about.
Yeah.
Just take a shot and tell the truth. Because you know what? They could turn around and be like, well, then you're not manic depressant.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
You're hurting yourself.
You're hurting yourself. You're burying yourself with lies.
Right. The person you created in his office is a manic depressive. You're fine.
Yeah.
You should go in there and be like, listen, I've lied to you with just about everything every time I've been here. Because I don't like talking to strangers. And see how he reacts to that.
Or can I make a suggestion? Maybe you should just... cut this person out of your life because you're going to spend more money having to go back to the beginning. Get a new person. Start from scratch. Start fresh. And just embrace the idea that you're going to trust this person with your truths. See what I'm saying?
Why don't you trust a psychiatrist with your bullshit? There's really no good reason because
ever since I've been going to them from when I was younger, the only ones that really had any positive effect on me were ones that I had to deal with like in rehab or something when it was drug related. But when it comes to like actual like things, I feel like they're always trying to tell me how to be. Well, if you're just this way, then it'll be okay. And it's just like... It's not like in the movies where it's like, oh,
see,
well, how does this make
problem.
You feel? That's why I keep going to them. People have been referring me to people now because
cunnilingus and psychiatry brought us to this.
So that's where I'm at this point.
Just be truthful. Start over. Be truthful. Trust me. There's a million people. They're not judging you because they're dealing with people that are.
Yeah, you're probably the least fucked up person that they've dealt with.
Yeah, you can't go in there worried that
they probably laugh at you like she's normal. Yeah, what the fuck is she doing here?
Right.
We got to make shit up to keep her here.
Do you guys want to hear something really really funny?
Sure. Is it really really funny? Or
I think that it will make all of you laugh.
Who died?
A baby.
I feel like I'm too smart to have to go to a psychiatrist. I feel like I can figure it out myself.
I honestly don't think IQ has anything to do with going to psychiatrist.
I feel like smart enough about who I am.
That doesn't mean has nothing to do with psychiatry.
I don't feel like anybody's going to tell me something that I don't already know.
I can handle things.
I don't think that has anything to do with psychiatry.
What's the fucking point of it then?
One, you get to air out your grievances to someone you don't know. It's kind of like confession, right?
Mm-hmm.
You get to say whatever you want, whatever you're feeling. You get to let it all out there, and you don't have to worry about being judged because they're not being paid to judge you. They're being paid to diagnose you and to see if you do have problems. So you kind of get like a free pass, as opposed to if you tell your mom or if you tell a friend something, they may be judging you.
They are judging you.
Okay, I'm trying not to be a dick about it.
Maybe not like judging you harshly, but they're looking out for you,
right.
Which means they're judging you.
Right. They're emotionally invested.
A stranger don't give a fuck.
They don't give a fuck. They'll be like,
don't they care about money, though?
Yeah, but they don't look at you as a dollar sign. They look at you like,
Missy,
all right.
If you don't take a time slot, somebody else is going
to
take it.
Do you go to work and just think about a paycheck, or do you do your fucking job?
I do my fucking job.
Well, there you go. What do you think they do? They have to do that or they won't make a paycheck. They do their job.
They can't fuck around either because it's really
medical.
No,
listen, they're not emotionally invested in you. Yeah. So they can't judge you like, well, wow, what the fuck? She always acts like she's cool, but she's really not cool. They don't know you. So whatever you say, it's like saying it to a wall.
Okay.
And they're never going to say, no, you're wrong, like I do. Or, no, you're stupid, like he does. They're never going to say that. They're never going to say anything that's going to – they're never going to correct you. You have the luxury here to say whatever the fuck you want about anything you want or whoever you want, and no one's going to correct you. All they're going to do is listen, and they may ask you questions to further detail whatever you're saying so they get a better idea of where you're coming from.
All right.
And where you're sitting. It's not about being smart or stupid. I mean, I personally think I'm smarter than you.
I just feel like it's a transition and everything will just fall into
place. What does the transition got to do with anything? Everybody changes at some point in their life.
That's it. I feel like it's just like a
no.
But Missy, you've been like this your whole fucking life.
It's not just
yeah, but it's usually bad like this where right before something's right before something big happens.
Like what? Like give me an example.
I don't know. Like I moved or got a new job or things like that. Not pregnant. But, like, things like that, like, right. Whenever it was, like, settling. And, like, I just moved in with Christina, so I figured everything would fall into place because, you know, this has been months. And I figured once that, everything would fall into place and it'd be fine. I feel like more pressure from everyone or something. I don't know.
Are we boring you?
A little bit.
Well, look. I don't think there's anything wrong with you seeing a psychiatrist.
No, I don't either.
I think it's to your benefit. Because you know what? It's another perspective you get. You know? What the fuck? Who cares? It's not going to change your life. It's not going to be like something where...
A stranger will be more truthful to you than anybody else.
Yeah.
Is that true, though?
Absolutely.
Yeah. A lot of people... Look, there's times where you may say something where people that you've known for years... probably just don't want to deal with it that day and tell you whatever you want to hear, but they're not being truthful.
Mm.
They might want to shut you up, or they might just don't want to deal with it, whatever. They just probably like, I don't feel like hearing it today.
Licensed psychiatrists can't do that.
Yeah, they can't do that. They'll be 100% attentive.
They have to.
Yeah. That's what I mean. You have a fucking benefit here. It's not – I really wouldn't, you know, look at it as – it doesn't make you weak. It's not about that. It has nothing to do with that. You get to – you know, you get to really let it out there. Something you can't do with. Listen, you could tell us whatever you want when we're off the air, right?
Mm-hmm.
But in all honesty, you don't tell us everything.
No, I know.
And I know you don't.
How do you know that?
I can tell. Because you leave shit out.
Yeah, the second time you tell the story, it's different than the first time.
There's like more details in it.
Yeah. But, you know, with someone like that, a complete stranger, you got nothing to lose. It's a win-win for you.
That's why when you're talking to us about stuff, we have to ask 100,000 questions because we know you're not going to tell us the whole story unless we pry it from you.
In my defense, not that I need one right now, but I do get very excited when I tell stories sometimes, so I do overlook things. So I'm not trying to
But when you're telling stories about things that aren't exciting, like things that are going wrong and some
I don't
aspect,
tell enough details. I
right. You're very like, you know, it's like, whoa, it's like Crippin. Pulling teeth. Right. So, I mean, you know, with this opportunity you have, it's like, fuck it, you know? You win either way.
All right, you know? I mean, we'll see.
You know what I mean? Just go in there with a positive attitude and just tell the truth. And you know what? Don't be afraid. Listen, I know I can kind of gauge a little bit that you're afraid you're going to lose control. I think that's one of your biggest fears with a psychiatrist. I think you're afraid you may say something that may trigger you to lose control and either break down.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's natural. Everyone does it. Not everyone, but anyone that goes and sees a psychiatrist, really, normally, that's like normal procedure. If you go see a psychiatrist, at some point during your sessions, you're going to go through something like that, an emotional – and that might be your fucking cure. That might be your – you know, your release, that might be something to let off some, you know, fucking steam or whatever. You might feel better. You might feel more charged. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe.
I think maybe you're just pent up. You have all this stuff going on and you know, people, blah, 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 you know, whatever, barking at you and shit and making you feel more pressure. You know, you tell a stranger that doesn't judge you and will never tell you you're wrong. They can't do that. You know, unless you're trying to kill yourself, then they're morally obligated to say, no, you're wrong. You shouldn't do that.
Yeah, but, which I
get. They'll permit
right.
you.
Well, yeah. But I mean, if you, but you have a, like a real, you can have like a real epiphany with someone like that as opposed to someone you know.
It's got
to
be truthful.
Yeah, that's the key. Go there with, now you want to have an open mind. Be truthful. Tell them everything. Don't hide shit. Don't be afraid of what they might think of you. Because that's not what they're, the people that you know, you should be more afraid of what they might think of you. Because they're the
well,
ones.
Well, I mean, I don't tell everybody, so.
But I'm saying, they're the ones that see you all the time. They're the ones that have to deal with you. They're the ones that are around you. And that includes family. You know? They're the ones that judge you, really. Not these strangers. They're just like, they're actually there to really help you. Not that your family wouldn't want to help you, but sometimes loved ones hurt more than they help. And they don't mean
yeah,
to do it,
yeah.
but it does happen. Trust me, I get it. I don't know. I just think you should definitely look at it as, why not? Fuck it. You know what I mean? Shot in the dark. You know, you've done crazier shit than that in your life.
Yeah.
You know, fucking sniffing coke off a dirty toilet seat. This yeah, should be a breeze.
Yeah.
This should be a breeze.
Cakewalk, man.
Plus, they have nice furniture, apparently. You'd be really comfortable.
Yeah, some is.
Yeah. Do you get snacks. To lay down? They have snacks?
I get snacks.
Get the fuck out of here.
What kind of snacks?
Chef Boyardee with Franks?
No, like Snickerdoodles things. Like
never mind.
That's crazy. Yeah. They got snacks?
They got snacks.
Shit. It's our kind of place,
right?
If they ever get Reese's, let me know. I'll drive you.
Got my own them Reese's.
I think I have a Reese's.
Nice.
All right, guys.
Yeah.
So we didn't end on a happy
strong
note,
joke.
That's all right.
But we ended up on an honest note.
That's dun, right. Dun,
dun.
An honest
but
note.
But we'll be back next week.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. Sorry for depressing you with my sad news. It'll be happy news next week.
Hopefully.
Or not.
Nobody will be left. Everybody's going to go kill themselves.
Bye, nigga. Bye, nigga. Bye, nigga. Bye, nigga.
This concludes our broadcast day. Click.